More K-drama updates. https://wp.me/p7naso20c. Cosmos K-drama list. Master movies seen 1970-2024. Our Blues K-drama review. Favorite K-drama. Cosmos's Fav K-drama. Cosmos's favorite K-drama. More K-drama updates. https://wp.me/p7naso20c. Cosmos K-drama list. Master movies seen 1970-2024. Our Blues K-drama review. Favorite K-drama. Cosmos's Fav K-drama. Cosmos's favorite K-drama. Over the last few years, I became a K-drama fan. Part of the reason is that my Korean is now good enough to mostly follow the dialogue, although I still need subtitles. Second, because of COVID, we've been mostly at home in Korea, and third, I finally just got into K-drama. I know a bit late, but what the heck. Here are some of my favorite K-dramas. I provide a synopsis and my comment on each. In general, K-dramas come in two forms: movies and series. The series are reminiscent of Mexican telenovela, usually 16 episodes, occasionally 20, and occasionally fewer. A few have two seasons. Most run for about a month. Almost all are available now on Netflix and Hulu with English subtitles. A few were quite controversial. Since 2015, when I moved to Korea, I have become a big fan of K-drama. They are perhaps the best in the world at romantic comedies. Crash Course in Romance and Crash Landing on You are good examples. They also excel in movies about rich people behaving badly, Mine is the best one, and dark social commentary like Parasite, Oscar Best Picture, revenge dramas, Glory is the best example, an epic historical drama set in Korea and China. Mr. Sunshine is a good example. Another staple is high school coming-of-age films. Millionaire's First Love is a good one. They also do political intrigue films pretty well. Last Man Standing is good, and Designated Survivor, and decent sci-fi too. Silent Sea, and Space Sweepers are good. The crime and political dramas are quite intense and a bit too violent in my opinion, although they are not slasher films per se. And of course, The Squid Game was a worldwide phenomenon. Up until the early 80s, K-dramas were not that good. Japanese, J-drama, were better. But since then, K-dramas have taken over. For some reason, K-dramas are more approachable to outsiders than J-dramas or C-dramas. An interesting factoid is that the writers are almost all women. And about 60% of the viewers are women. Korean men, in general, prefer sports or news programs. And K-dramas are very big in the US. Even my older brother, whom I usually don't get along, is a big fan. More LGBTQ characters. In recent years, many dramas have started featuring LGBTQ characters, called sexual minorities in Korean, and non-Korean characters, called multicultural in Korean. The LGBTQ characters tend to be either female or transgendered, not too many male-male gay characters. Ita One Class had a good trans character, a male transitioning to female, and Mine had both a lesbian couple and a bisexual male lead. This reflects the fact that LGBTQ status is still not as tolerated in Korea as it is in the US and Europe. 5 years ago there were no LGBTQ characters, now there are quite a few. In Korea there are now gay nightclubs in Ita One's Homo Hill and the Hongdae Student District, and there is an annual Gay Pride Day which, while not officially legal, is not illegal as it was a few years ago. Many K novels and stories also have LGBTQ characters these days. Gay marriage is still not legal, but gay sex is no longer illegal or grounds for a divorce, as adultery is also no longer illegal or grounds for a divorce. Younger Koreans are much more tolerant than older Koreans. The Christian churches tend to be conservative and heavily influenced by American evangelical churches and are mostly anti-LGBTQ. About 10% of adults have engaged in gay or lesbian relationships, and perhaps 5% of the population are LGBTQ, with 2% transgendered. Transgendered people have to go to Thailand for surgery as the surgeries are illegal in Korea and Korean health insurance does not cover such treatments. More diverse foreign characters. A lot of K-dramas have foreign characters and there are a number of foreign actors who make their living in K-drama performances. Many are stereotypical military or CIA officers, but lately, there have been more characters who are foreign residents living and working with Koreans. That is a good trend, I think. There are also a few foreign actors in North Korea, which has a small movie industry, not well known outside of North Korea. Rom-com slow burn dramas. The rom-com tends to be slow-burning dramas with few explicit sex scenes, almost all of them male-female, although there are a few lesbian-themed ones now and then. Many of them follow the meme hate turning to love, although love at first sight K-dramas are common, and many feature doomed romances between characters of different social classes. Korean badass female leads. Final point, I have always considered Korean women to be the most beautiful and sexiest women on the planet and I love watching them in K-dramas, particularly I like watching real badass lead characters, and I married my Korean dream girl. See Dream Girl republished for details. Mr. Sunshine, and Jisang creatures have such lead characters. Revenge slash rich people behaving badly. A common theme among many K-dramas is revenge by a person who had been bullied in high school, the workplace, or the military getting revenge even after many years. Glory and Eve are two example dramas. A related theme is rich people behaving badly and not getting away with it. Mine is perhaps the best in this subgenre. I have finally gotten enough Korean to mostly follow the dialogue without subtitles, but most of the K-dramas on Amazon, Disney, and Netflix have subtitles. I hope by the end of the year to be able to watch a K-drama without subtitles. Nice language learning goal to have. Here is my list of K-dramas I have seen over the years. Space Sweepers KSF drama. Itaewon Class K-drama. The Last Man Standing K-drama. The Honest Candidate K-drama. Sisyphus K-drama. A bit disappointing. Benzano K-drama, one of my favorites. Strangers K-drama Season 1. Strangers K-drama Season 2. Strangers K-drama Season 3. Mine K-drama, another favorite LGBTQ characters. Parasite K-drama Oscar Best Movie. Legends of Alhambra K-drama. The Negotiator K-movie. No Exit K-movie. Crash Landing on UK drama, one of my favorites. Night in Paradise K movie. DPK drama. Con K drama movie. When the Camellia Blooms K drama. Squid Games K drama number 1 on Netflix. Move to Heaven K drama. Minuri Oscar winner. Reflections on You K drama, Netflix. Hellbound K drama. Hostage K drama movie. Balgisil KSF. The Wanted. Mogadishu K-drama. Silent Sea. Mad for Each Other. Glory K-drama B and Great Revenge Movie. Confidential Assignment K-drama B. On the Line K-drama B. Wait Ton K-drama B. Crash Course in Romance K-drama A Great Rom-Com. One Spring Night K-drama. The Brothers K-drama. Like for Likes K-drama B. Ordinary People K-drama B. Veteran K-crime comedy B K-drama. Tiger in Winter K-drama with a magical realism twist K-drama. After My Death, another Korean teenage crime drama K-drama. Confidential Assignment 2 K-drama. Nothing Serious K-rom-com. Uncanny Counter K-drama. What's Wrong with Secretary Kim K-s drama. Chief of Staff K-drama. Mad for Each Other K-drama. Along with the Gods K-s drama. Time to Hunt K-drama. Escape from Mogadishu K-drama. The Decision to Leave K-drama. Adenoid K-drama. Hunt K-drama. Confession K-drama. My Unfamiliar Family K-drama. Physical Another Squid Game K-drama. Confession K-drama. Unblock Cybercrime K-drama. One Spring Night K-drama. Sweat and Sour K-drama. Shin Divorce Attorney K-Drama one of my favorites. Extraordinary Attorney Woo one of my favorites. The Eternal King K-Drama. Live Up to Your Name K-Drama. Kill Bosun K-Drama. Switch K-Drama. Beef K-Drama set in LA. Queen Maker K-Drama. Miss and Mrs. Cop K-Drama. Unstoppable K-Drama. Mad for Each Other. Private Lives K-Drama. Flower of Evil K-Drama. Glitch Korean Series. See You in My 19th Life K-Drama Did Not Finish It? Alchemy of Souls Intriguing K-Drama. Song of the Bandits K-Drama B. Dream K-Drama About the Homeless World Cup A. Kingmaker K-Drama About Kim Dae-young's Early Rise on Disney A. Ballerina K-Crime Revenge Thriller B. A Bit Too Violent. Strong Girl Nam Soon Sequel C. Post Review. Strong Girl Bong Soon Original AC Post Review. Duna K-Drama B. Ray of Sunshine K-Drama A. Goodbye Mr. Black Disney K-Drama B. The Worst of Evil Disney K-Drama B. Villant Disney K-Drama B. The Believer K-Drama B. The Believer Part 2 K-Drama B. Castaway Diva B. Comedy Royal B. Squid Game 2 Did Not Finish C. My Demon Did Not Finish C. Don't Buy the Seller K-Drama About a Serial Killer Who Lures Victims Through Ads for Used Sales. Jisang Creature K-Drama 6 Episodes Great Female Badass Character. Havana K Murder Drama with an LGBT Love Affair Theme. Bloodhounds K Revenge Crime Drama. Hitman. Hiroki. Eve Great Revenge Drama, Interesting Tango Twist. Wonderland. The Whirlwind Poltitial Drama. Frankie Speaking. Mission Cross. Disciplinated Survivor. Dr. Slump. Hyena. Move to Heaven. Chief of Staff Political Drama. Narco Saints. Night in Paradise. Killer Paradox. The Bequest. Badland Hunters. Mask Girl. Bing AI's List of Top K-Dramas. If you're looking for the best K-Dramas to binge watch, you're in for a treat. Korean dramas, K-Dramas, have taken the world by storm, offering a delightful mix of interesting storylines, intense plot twists, and addictive viewing experiences. Here are some top K-dramas across different genres. Action/thriller Korean dramas. Squid Game, a gripping thriller where characters in serious debt participate in deadly children's games for a chance at a massive prize. Tug of War, red light, green light, watch out for the high stakes. 1. Sweet Home. If you enjoyed movies like The Call and Number Alive, this multi-season drama features gruesome monsters and follows a depressed loner in a new apartment complex. 1. Romance Korean dramas, fan favorites. Crash Landing on You, a heartwarming love story between a South Korean heiress and a North Korean soldier. Moon Lovers, Scarlet Heart Ryeo, a historical romance with time travel elements. Guardian, The Lonely and Great God, Goblin, a fantasy romance involving a goblin, a grim reaper, and a human woman too. Eve. Eve is a South Korean television series that aired on TVN from June 1 to July 21, 2022. The story revolves around Lee La-el, whose family was destroyed by powerful people when she was young. She spends 13 years planning her revenge against Kang Yoon Jae-im, the head of Lee Group, who is responsible for her family's tragedy. As she executes her plan, she becomes entangled in a complex web of love, betrayal, and vengeance. 12. Eve is a dark and seductive tale of revenge, featuring scandalous affairs and lavish settings. The drama explores the self-destructive nature of vengeance and the lengths to which people will go to achieve it. An interesting twist is the role that tango dances and music plays in the drama. Main cast. Seo Ye-ji as Lee La-el / Kim Sun-bin, another badass. Park Byung-hyun as Kang Yoon Jae-im. Yoo Sun as Han So-ar, a rich self-centered evil woman. Lee Sang-yeob as Seo Ian Pyung. 1. Wikipedia 2, Asian Wiki 3, K-Drama Diary. n.wikipedia.org 2asianwiki.com 3kdramadiary.com 4en.kpoper.com. Miss Night and Day. Miss Night and Day is a South Korean television series that aired on JTBC from June 15 to August 4, 2024. The story follows Lee Mi-jin, a single woman in her 20s who has been struggling to find a decent job. One day, she wakes up to find herself in the body of a woman in her 50s. During the day, she becomes Lim Sun, a middle-aged woman, and at night, she returns to her younger self. She uses this transformation to her advantage by working as an intern at the Seohon District Public Prosecutor's Office during the day while maintaining her identity as Lee Mi-jin at night. The drama explores her journey as she navigates her dual life and uncovers the mystery behind her transformation. 1. Miss Night and Day has received positive reviews for its unique blend of genres, combining elements of fantasy, romance, and thriller. The series has been praised for its engaging storyline, strong performances, and the seamless integration of its lighter comedic moments with darker, more intense scenes. The show has been compared to the classic tale of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde due to its exploration of dual identities and the balance between light and dark themes too. Main cast. Yoon In-ji as Lee Mi-jin. Lee Yoon-in as Lim Sun. Choi Jin-hyuk as Jae Ji-eung. Baek Seo-hoo as K-O-1. Yoon Byung-hee as Moon Ye-won. Kim Kwang-sik as Kim Mi-ran. I hope you find this helpful. If you have any other questions or need further assistance, feel free to ask. Smiling face with smiling eyes. 1. Asian Wiki 2, South China Morning Post. 1 asianwiki.com 2 scmp.com 3 msn.com 4 time.com 5 msn.com 6 koimoi.com. Hierarchy. Synopsis: Hierarchy is a 2024 South Korean teen romance television series set in Joseon High School, a prestigious private high school founded by South Korea's top conglomerate, the Joseon Group. The story revolves around love, friendship, revenge, and compassion among 18 young people at the school. 1. Review: The series received generally negative reviews, with critics pointing out its overdone and messy plot despite the strong performances by the cast. 2. Main cast. Roh Jong-eui as Young J-I. Lee Chemin as Kang H-A. Kim J-won as Kim R-I-N. Ji Hye-won as Yoon Hee-ra. Lee Won-young as Lee Woo-jin. Hitman, Agent Jun. Hitman. Synopsis: Hitman, Agent Jun is a 2020 South Korean action comedy film. The story follows Jun, a former legendary hitman agent for the anti-terror team in the NIS, who fakes his death to pursue his dream of becoming a webcomic artist. However, his life takes a chaotic turn when he accidentally posts a comic about his past life as a hitman, revealing sensitive classified material. 34. Review: The film has been praised for its entertaining blend of action and comedy, with strong performances by the cast, especially Kwon Sang-woo. 5. Main cast. Kwon Sang-woo as Jun. Young Jun-ho as Deok Jae-woo. Wang Woo-sul-hye as Mi-na. Lee Yi-kyung as Jeol. Lee Ji-won as Ji-ae-young. Flower of Evil. Synopsis: Flower of Evil is a 2020 South Korean television series that follows Baek Hee-sung, a man who hides his true identity and past from his wife, Cha Ji-won, a detective. As she investigates a series of unexplained murders, she begins to suspect that her seemingly perfect husband may be hiding something sinister. 6. Review: The series has received high praise for its gripping storyline, intense suspense, and outstanding performances by the cast, particularly Lee Joon-gi and Moon Chae-won. 7. Main cast. Lee Joon-gi as Baek Hee-sung / Do Hyun-soo. Moon Chae-won as Cha Ji-won. Jang Hee-jin as Do Ha-soo. Seo Hyun-woo as Kim Moo-jin. I hope you find this information helpful. If you have any other questions or need further assistance, feel free to ask. Smiling face with smiling eyes. 1. Wikipedia 2, Screen Rant 3, Asian Wiki 4, Wikipedia 5, IMDb 6, Wikipedia 7, Drama Beans 1n.wikipedia.org 2 ScreenRant.com 3 AsianWiki.com 4 n.wikipedia.org 5 IMDb.com 6 n.wikipedia.org 7 DramaBeans.com 8 www.netflix.com 9 PinkVilla.com 10 IMDb.com plus 5 more. What's Wrong with Secretary Kim? What's Wrong with Secretary Kim follows the story of Lee Young-jun, Park Seo-joon, an arrogant vice president of his company. He maintains a clean image, all credit to Kim Mi-so, Park Min-young, his secretary of 9 years. However, when she decides to quit her job, he does everything in his power to change her mind. The two gradually fall in love with each other while working at the company. Romance is a Bonus Book. Romance is a Bonus Book is a must-watch K-drama for all the hopeless romantics. The series follows the journey of Cha Yeon Ho, Lee Jong-suk, a successful writer and editor of a publishing company. He crosses paths with his childhood friend Kang Dan-yi, Lee Na-young, who is a divorced single mother trying to get by life. She joins his company by lying about her background. As the two get entangled in each other's lives, they fall in love. Not seen yet, on my list. Guardian, The Lonely and Great God. Guardian, The Lonely and Great God follows the story of a goblin Kim Shin, Gong Yu, who looks for his bride who can relieve him of his misery by removing an invisible sword from his chest and setting his soul free. He crosses paths with high school student, Ji Eun Tak, Kim Go Eun, who confesses to being his bride. The story also involves a grim reaper, Wang Yeo, Lee Dong Wook, who strangely befriends the goblin and has his own traumatic past. Not seen yet, on my list. See You in My 19th Life. See You in My 19th Life documents the journey of Ban Ji-eun, Shin Hye-sun, a woman who remembers all of her past lives and is currently living her 19th life. She looks for the people she lost in the 18th life and reconnects with Moon Seo-ha, Ahn Bo-hyun. As she begins to fall in love and he reciprocates the same, their connection from the 18th life goes back across different timelines, which provides a traumatic backstory. Additionally, Ji-eun tries to reconnect with her family. In the midst of this, the two learn to navigate the challenges around them and fall in love in the present. A Time Called You. A Time Called You showcases the life of a young woman named Han Jun-hee, Jian Yeobin, who mourns the death of her boyfriend Ku Yeon-jun, Ahn Ho-sop. Meanwhile, she travels back in time to 1998 and finds herself as a school student, Kwon Min-ju. There she comes across Nam Si-hyun, who resembles her late boyfriend. The time travel drama documents the journey of love across different timelines, making it a worthwhile K-drama for all hopeless romantics not seen yet, on my list. 10 Enchanting K-Dramas Where Opposites Attract on Netflix, copyright provided by New York Tech. Korean dramas have a way of capturing the essence of human emotions, particularly when it comes to love. The classic trope of opposites attract never gets old, offering viewers a delightful mix of romance, conflict, and character growth. Here are 10 captivating K-dramas on Netflix that explore the dynamic and often tumultuous relationships between characters who couldn't be more different from each other. My Love from the Stars, 2013. Credit, Netflix, Inc. Copyright provided by New York Tech. This unique drama follows the story of Do Min-jun, an alien who has been stranded on Earth for over 400 years. Just as he's about to return home, he meets Jeon Song-yi, a famous actress whose life is a whirlwind of chaos. The unlikely bond between the reserved and meticulous Min-jun and the flamboyant and spontaneous Song-yi creates a compelling narrative that delves into themes of destiny, love, and sacrifice. Descendants of the Sun, 2016. Credit, Netflix, Inc. Copyright provided by New York Tech. Not seen yet, on my list. I Am Not a Robot, 2017. Credit, Netflix, Inc. Copyright provided by New York Tech. This imaginative drama features a woman, Jo Jia, who pretends to be a robot to help a wealthy and reclusive businessman, Kim Min-kyu. As they interact, Min-kyu, who suffers from a severe allergy to human touch, begins to develop feelings for Jia, unaware of her true identity. The show explores themes of humanity and love through the lens of an unusual and touching relationship. Not seen yet, on my list. The Secret Life of My Secretary, 2019. Credit, Netflix, in copyright provided by New York Tech. In this engaging drama, Dominic, a perfectionistic manager at a mobile media company, relies heavily on his hot-tempered secretary, Yung Gal-hee. When a case of mistaken identity leads Minik to see Gal-hee in a new light, their professional relationship takes a surprising turn. The dynamic between the meticulous boss and his fiery assistant creates a humorous and heartfelt story. Not seen yet, on my list. Use for My Talent, 2021. Credit, Netflix, in copyright provided by New York Tech. This drama centers on the relationship between Gu Renqi, a germophobic cleaning company owner, and Shi Xuangqiao, his slovenly employee. As they work together, their contrasting personalities challenge and complement each other, leading to a deeper understanding and healing from their past traumas. The series beautifully portrays how love can bloom in the unlikeliest of places. Once Upon a Small Town, 2022. Credit, Netflix, in copyright provided by New York Tech. Against his wishes, Han Ji-yul, a big city veterinarian, relocates to the countryside, where he meets A.J.A. Young, a policewoman with a friendly secret. Ji-yul's urban sensibilities clash with J.A. Young's rural charm, but their growing relationship highlights the beauty of adapting to new environments and finding love in unexpected places. Not seen yet, on my list. Duna, 2023. Credit, Netflix, in copyright provided by New York Tech. In this drama, a student moves into a shared house with Li Duna, a retired idol with a mysterious past. The student's curiosity about Duna's secretive life gradually turns into a genuine interest, bridging the gap between their contrasting worlds. The series delves into themes of curiosity, acceptance, and the unexpected connections that can arise from living under the same roof. My Demon, 2023. Credit, Netflix, in copyright provided by New York Tech. Heiress Du Duhi is known for being a formidable adversary, while Yung Ku Won is a powerful entity who loses his powers. Forced to collaborate to regain his abilities, Ku Won and Duhi's relationship evolves from antagonistic to something much deeper. Their journey is filled with sparks and surprises, highlighting how even the most unlikely partnerships can lead to profound connections. Dare to Love Me, 2024. Based on the popular neighbor webtoon, this drama follows the relationship between Kim Myung-soo and Lee Yu-young, whose paths cross in unexpected ways. As they navigate the complexities of their lives, their contrasting personalities and backgrounds lead to a series of challenges and revelations. The story captures the essence of how love can emerge from the most unexpected encounters. The approaches of the ever-famous K-drama to the most common cinema genres and formats are often very distinct, full of thrill, twists and turns, and the most heartwarming emotions. It's a big part of why K-dramas have become popular globally. Whether it's a light-hearted series or a more thought-provoking drama, they always draw out strong emotional reactions, simplifying the most complex human dilemmas and experiences. So, in slow-burn romances, K-dramas can get passionate on a whole other level. Here are 10 of the best K-dramas out there with slow-burn romance. Rom-coms are perhaps what K-drama does best. Most of them are slow burn, often implying sexual relations without showing the couple in bed. A few are more explicit, most are PG rated. Something in the Rain. Something in the Rain is a story about two people set apart by numerous social factors who end up falling in love despite it. Sun Ye-jin plays the lead character of Jin Ah, a woman in her 30s, who one day meets the younger Jun Hee, played by Yoon Ha-in. Jun Hee is the younger brother to Ye-jin's best friend, and they haven't seen each other in a really long time. Now that Junhee is grown up, Yejin begins to see him with new eyes, and they begin to fall for each other. As they navigate their feelings and struggle against societal taboos to make their relationship work, the series evokes the most intense emotions from the giddy excitement of new love to the harsh dejection when Yejin's own family turns against her. Ita 1 Class. Release date January 31, 2020. Cast: Nara, Yoo Jae Myung, Kim Do Mi, Park Seo Joon. Main: genre drama. Rating: TV Ma. Ita 1 Class is one of the most popular K-dramas to release in recent years, featuring a story with glowing lessons of perseverance and determination. The series stars Park Seo Joon as a young man who opens up a restaurant in the famed Ita 1 area, hoping to exact revenge against the Chaebol family that killed his father. The show promises an exceedingly wholesome watch as Seo Joon's restaurant grows in leaps and bounds through each episode. At the same time, it also features a compelling romance subplot that holds viewers in rapt attention. Seo Joon's romantic interest in the series is played by Kwon Nara, an ex-classmate who grows up to work for the same family that Seo Joon hates. Struggling to balance their mutual feelings with their clashing personal aspirations, the romance subplot in the series takes a long road to the finish line. Has a trans character, and a gay character and an half-Korean half-African character as well. Good revenge drama. My Liberation Notes. The slice-of-life drama My Liberation Notes is less your typical K-drama and more of an arthouse piece, a series that refrains from using any exciting genre elements and focuses solely on exploring the emotional lives of its characters. The series takes place in a fictional village and focuses on the lives of three grown-up siblings who are tired of living dead-end lives that have no true measure of excitement. The series begins when their father hires a mysterious man, Sun Suk-koo, to help out at the farm. Similar to the three siblings, this man also seems to struggle with his own hidden issues and spends all his free time drinking. Frustrated with the state of her own life, the youngest sibling, played by Kim Ji-won, approaches him with the proposal of an unusual arrangement, a relationship that is not quite emotional, but focuses solely on providing emotional support for each other. It becomes one of the many storylines that the series explores, and the profound emotional depth that the series uncovers has made it a topic of conversation among K-drama fans, despite its exceedingly slow pace. Weightlifting Fairy Kim Bok-ju. The endearing nature of the romance drama Weightlifting Fairy Kim Bok-ju makes it a must-watch for all K-drama fans, and a perfect introduction to it for newcomers. Taking place in the world of athletes, the series stars Lee Sung-kyung as an aspiring weightlifter who attends a sports university with her two best friends. Despite her boisterous and tomboyish personality, Kim Bok-ju secretly yearns to explore her feminine side, and experience romance. The opportunity to do that appears in the form of childhood friend Jung Joon-hyung, Nam Joo-hyuk, who attends the same university as a swimmer. As they rekindle their childhood friendship by teasing and annoying each other, they inadvertently begin to fall for each other, making for many cute moments while also helping each other achieve their career goals. Related: the 20 best Korean dramas for newcomers to the genre. 1 Spring Night. 1 Spring Night has a special place in the hearts of K-drama fans for its raw emotions that tug at the heartstrings. A forbidden romance at its core, the series is often compared to Something in the Rain for the compelling way with which it explores relationship taboos. The series explores the intense and complicated relationship of mutual desire and self-restraint between a single father and a woman who is in a relationship with someone else. Han Ji-min appears in the leading role as a woman whose life ahead is clearly defined, as she is in a long-term relationship and is expected to marry soon. But for some reason, she can't seem to take the decisive step. The reasons behind her secret discontent spill out in the open when she meets a local pharmacist, played by Jung Ha-in. Sparks fly, and while the two are unable to give in to their feelings, Ji-min asks Ha-in to become her friend. What follows is a slow-burning play where the two leads are stuck in a heart-wrenching lockstep, unable to be together, and incapable of moving apart. Not yet seen added to my list. I'll go to you when the weather is nice. I'll go to you when the weather is nice will definitely find a place in your heart if you love slow burn romances. The series takes a slow and measured pace exploring its characters' histories and personal struggles, all the while bringing its romantic leads closer together, one glance at a time. It follows events in the life of cellist Ha-won, played by Park Min-young, after she grows weary of city life and moves back to her hometown. There, she reconnects with her former classmate Ian Soeb, played by Seo Kang-jun, who runs a local bookstore. The slow-moving nature of the series leaves little room for the dramatic thrills that are typical of K-dramas. It is driven not by dramatic plot developments but through conversation and reminiscences, with complex character histories and well-developed supporting character bringing life to this slow-paced drama. Not yet seen added to my list. Soundtrack number 1. Soundtrack number 1 is a much shorter watch than the other K-dramas on this list, consisting of only 4 episodes with a runtime of around 45 minutes per episode. This bite-sized miniseries tells a friends-to-lovers story stripping away all the other pleasantries to tell an intimate story that is solely about the relationship between the two leads. In doing so, it invokes all the beauty and the hurdles that come with falling in love with someone you've known for a long time. The series stars Park Hyung-sik and Han So-hee as best friends of 20 long years, whose hidden feelings for each other are brought out for examination when the two find themselves having to be roommates for 2 weeks. Besides the obvious romantic moments, the 2 weeks also reveals the nuanced reasons the characters have for never taking the leap in their relationship. Not yet seen added to my list. Related, 10 Korean dramas where best friends turn into lovers. Because This Is My First Life. Because This Is My First Life offers a thought-provoking look into relationships and various social norms through the lives of two eccentric individuals. Young So-min stars in the series as a woman in her early 30s who has never had a romantic relationship and can't afford to either due to financial woes. Meanwhile, Lee Min-ki is a socially awkward tech whiz who is far from your typical K-drama male lead. Pressured by their financial circumstances, the two enter into a marriage of convenience just so that they can become roommates. Sparks inevitably fly as they navigate their new life situation under the eyes of friends and family, but their personal lives and aspirations makes a romance more complicated than it seems at first glance. Not yet seen added to my list. Our Beloved Summer. One of the most popular K-dramas of 2021, Our Beloved Summer doesn't concern itself with complex themes surrounding love and relationships, instead focusing purely on the two leads and their story together. Choi Woo-sik and Kim Do-mi with their amazing chemistry appear in the lead roles as classmates who dated for a period during school. Some years later, a documentary they appeared in during their school days becomes viral again, and the producers decide on filming a follow-up. This brings the two characters back into each other's lives, giving them the opportunity to uncover old wounds, and rekindle the sparks that never died out in the first place. Not yet seen added to my list. Hospital Playlist. The medical Korean drama Hospital Playlist isn't focused on romance as the central plot, but focuses on different aspects of its characters' lives. Nevertheless, the series has a warmth to it that quickly gets you invested in the different developments, and the slow progress of its romantic subplots is an important part of the complete tapestry of stories portrayed in the series. This series follows the lives of a group of 5 doctors, who have been close friends since medical school and work at the same hospital. Not yet seen added to my list. Moon Lovers, Scarlet Heart Ryeo. Kang Chul, the heroic protagonist of the webtoon, is portrayed by Lee Jong-suk. Yeon-ju meets Kang in the webtoon world and becomes involved in a complicated murder mystery where the boundaries between fiction and reality fade. Despite facing numerous challenges, including Kang Chul's life-threatening situations and the discovery of their true identities, the series concludes on a hopeful note. The drama is streaming on Netflix. Read more, From the Drunken Romance to Good Boy, 25 K-dramas reported to release in 2024. Legend of the Blue Sea. Written by renowned writer, Park Ji-eun, The Legend of the Blue is another K-drama from 2016 that garnered a huge fan base. The K-drama offers several reasons to binge-watch it, featuring Lee Min-ho and Jun Ji-hyun. The drama shows a mermaid from the Joseon era, inspired by a classic Joseon legend. Sewa, the name of the mermaid who finds herself in modern Seoul, is rescued by Lee Min-ho. Sewa was on a quest to find her love, Kim Dam-ryung, Lee Min-ho, who protected her in the Joseon era. With the development of the story, the audience witnesses all the connections between these two lead protagonists. Whether it is Lee Min-ho's curly hair look or the strong female portrayal of Sewa, this K-drama has a lot of things to explore, available on Netflix. Read more, 6 Best Upcoming Romantic K-Dramas of 2024, My Sweet Mobster, Red Swan, and more. Love in the Moonlight. Another 2016 K-drama that mesmerized fans with its unique plot and storytelling is Love in the Moonlight. It aired in August 2016 and continued to October that year, which was concluded in 18 episodes. The drama is a delightful historical representation of the 19th century Joseon era, based on the novel Moonlight Drawn by Clouds. The story revolves around Hong Ra-eon, Kim Yoo-young, a young woman who has spent her life disguised as a boy named Hong Sam-nam. To make herself safe, she took several jobs like writing novels, relationship advisor, etc. Park Bo-gum plays the role of Crown Prince Hyo-mi-eong, who is a young talented artist and struggles with his responsibilities. With the entry of Kim Yoon-sung, the grandson of the Prime Minister, the real identity of Ra-eon is revealed, and the story becomes complicated with a love triangle. This drama can be watched on Netflix. Read more, 5 K-dramas to watch if you like Crash Landing on You. Weightlifting Fairy Kim Bok-joo. In November 2016, Weightlifting Fairy Kim Bok-joo was released with 16 episodes on Netflix. The K-drama features 25-21 actors Nam Joo-hyuk and Lee Sung-kyung. Based on the light-hearted romantic comedy, the drama explores the anxiety of youth. It centers around Kim Bok-joo, who is a weightlifting athlete, and lacks confidence in her appearance, while Jung Joo-hyung is a collegiate swimmer. Apart from the great storyline, the drama has several cameos that make the fans hooked to the show. Also, this K-drama has blended the sports angle with teenage love, which makes it a standout piece in 2016. Descendants of the Sun. Descendants of the Sun was aired in February 2016 and concluded with 16 episodes by April, streaming on Netflix. This K-drama is set in an imaginary land Urk, featuring Song Hye-kyo and Song Joong-ki. The female lead, Dr. Kang, Song Hye-kyo, an army doctor, meets Captain USIJin, Song Joong-ki, in a war. Set in a military backdrop, these two start to feel for each other. The drama explores a beautiful love story between these two and the professional challenges and secret missions that bring spice to their relationship. Along with it, Sergeant Major Seo Dae-young and Yoon Myung-ju's love story builds the subplot, offering hooking elements to the audience. Moon Lovers, Scarlet Heart Ryeo is another K-drama of 2016 based in a historical setting. This drama is adapted from Buletin Buletin Jing Xian, a Chinese novel. This K-drama concluded in 20 episodes, featuring IU, Kang Hanul, Lee Jun Ji, etc. The drama focuses on the love story of Hasu, IU, and Wang Wook, who became power-hungry and eventually cheats on her. The narrative is noted for its emotional depth, eliciting strong reactions from viewers, as no character has a truly happy ending. Despite the pervasive sadness, the series is praised for its compelling story, strong performances, particularly by Lee Jun Ji, and its exploration of love, power, and fate, making it a highly recommended watch for fans of historical romance dramas. Fans can check out the drama at Viki. Read more, Top 10 Highest Rated Historical Korean Dramas from 2023 to 2024 according to MDL. 2. W2 Worlds Apart. W2 Worlds Apart, Image via Netflix. W2 Worlds Apart is another K-drama from 2016, featuring Lee Jong-suk and Han Ho-ju. The story centers on a unique love story between a surgical resident and a wetun character. The series begins with the character Oh Yeonju, played by Han Hoju, a doctor who gets pulled into the wetun world created by her father, Oh Sung-mu. Kang Chul, the heroic protagonist of the wetun, is portrayed by Lee Jong-suk. Yeonju meets Kang in the webtoon world and becomes involved in a complicated murder mystery where the boundaries between fiction and reality fade. Despite facing numerous challenges, including Kang Chul's life-threatening situations and the discovery of their true identities, the series concludes on a hopeful note. Read more, From the Drunken Romance to Good Boy, 25 K-dramas reported to release in 2024. In Rookie Historian Gu Ha-ryung, Shin Se-kyung stars with idol actor Cha Eun-woo in this Joseon Dynasty piece. The drama begins in the 1800s, when the daughter of a noble family becomes a court historian. Under a strict Confucian society, she is looked down upon because of this, as women were expected to remain inside the home and not be historians. But when she befriends a prince, Cha, everything is about to change. Historical K-dramas are captivating U.S. audiences with thrilling storylines of political intrigue and romantic connections. Thanks to streaming platforms like Netflix and Rocket and Viki, viewers worldwide can easily enjoy culturally rich historical K-dramas. From tales of tragic revenge to romantic fantasies, historical K-dramas offer a diverse range of storytelling not commonly seen in Western shows. K-dramas come in many genres, and historical K-dramas give Western audiences stories set in unfamiliar and exciting South Korean periods. Period dramas have always been popular, but European and American history has been thoroughly explored on screen. So has South Korea's past, but it's only in the last few years that historical K-dramas set during the Joseon Dynasty or the later Three Kingdoms period began to captivate U.S. viewers en masse. The best historical Korean drama storylines can involve conspiracies of the throne, political unrest, and maybe even some love and comedy. www.buzzsprout.com/podcast-hosting/buzzsprout-podcast-hosting, number 1 in customer support. Add. The historical K-drama is just as binge-worthy as any modern tale. Thanks to streaming websites like Netflix and Rocket and Viki, the best historical K-drama can be easily viewed by audiences all over the world. From the Netflix K-drama worldwide hit Squid Game to the thrilling adaptation Money Heist, Korea Joint Economic Area, K-dramas have provided viewers with a diverse kind of entertainment and allowed them to enjoy narratives not usually seen in popular shows from the US and the UK. These include historical K-dramas that feature rich Korean culture and traditions. A Custom Image features characters from the time travel K-dramas Tomorrow With You, The Signal, and Chicago Typewriter, copyright provided by Screen Rant. The 20 Best Time Travel K-dramas, ranked. Time travel is a common trope used in K-dramas to solve mysteries, add intrigue, and propel love stories. Here are the best time travel K-dramas. Our Blooming Youth, 2023. A rom-com meet cute gets a historic thriller twist. Stream on Rocket and Viki. Our Blooming Youth might not have been nominated for a slew of awards like some of the other historical K-dramas, but it's got a great concept and the cast has great chemistry. The series takes a modern rom-com idea that's been used more often in action comedies than it has historical dramas to fuel its story. www.buzzsprout.com/podcast-hosting-buzzsprout, best podcast hosting sites, best podcast hosting. Add. Here, the Crown Prince is under suspicion of killing his brother, but he's also been poisoned by the tip of an arrow and is worried about losing the use of his arm. At the same time, a young woman is on the run and framed for the murder of her entire family. When the two cross paths, they agree to help one another find the answers they're searching for. What follows is something along the lines of a political thriller, but their romantic connection also makes them compelling to watch. The King in Love, 2017. Two best friends fall in love with the same woman. In the historical K-drama The King in Love, The future king in question has one close friend in his life, and that friendship is thrown into turmoil when they both fall in love with the same woman. What makes it harder is that she loves both men. The Crown Prince Wan and Wang Ren are the closest of friends, and they know they are the only people they can rely on in life. That is when San comes along and threatens to sever this close relationship. www.buzzsprout.com/podcast-hosting Best podcast hosting sites, Buzzsprout. Ad. This 40-episode series followed their friendship, trials, and tribulations, as they had to figure out what their future held. While it proved very popular, it fell a little short of other historical Korean dramas at awards time, winning only 2 awards at the MBC Drama Awards, one for Nam Do-ryum as the younger version of Crown Prince Wang Won and the other for Jeong Bo-seok, as his father, King Chun-il. Gunman in Joseon, 2014. A Story of Revenge and Love. Gunman in Joseon is a historical K-drama that is part tragic revenge tale and part romantic drama. Park Yoon-kang is a young swordsman whose life is turned upside down when his father, the palace head guard, is murdered. He swears vengeance for his father's death and sets out to save his enslaved sister. What really makes this stand out from other Korean dramas is that this young man gives up his swords and takes up a gun. After this, he soon becomes a hero to his people. The story is unique, mostly because this was a time, 1876, when guns were new weapons for this hermit kingdom, and Park Yoon-kang brings them into the present day in what can only be considered a Western movie for Eastern cultures. The historical K-drama took home 3 awards at the KBS Drama Awards and also won the Outstanding Korean Drama Award at the 10th Seoul International Drama Awards. The Forbidden Marriage, 2022, A Matchmaker Defies a King's Ban. It has only 12 episodes. The Forbidden Marriage is one of the shorter historical K-dramas, but it's also one with an interesting concept. Set during the Joseon era, the heartbroken king decides to ban marriage. He does so after his wife dies by suicide, and he believes she was actually murdered. Despite his ban, a scam artist acts as a matchmaker, running a marriage compatibility service, completely ignoring his rules right up until she is caught and imprisoned. The scam artist manages to make the king believe that she's actually being possessed by the spirit of his dead wife, so he keeps her close, believing he's got his wife back. While the idea seems ridiculous, the short series is incredibly funny. Of the 7 MBC Drama Awards it was nominated for in 2022, The Forbidden Marriage won 3, including acting awards for leads Kim Young-dae and Park Joo-hyun. The Princess Man, 2011. A romantic tale like Romeo and Juliet. Stream on Rocket and Vicky. The best way to describe this Korean drama is to compare it to Romeo and Juliet. The Princess Man is a shorter historical K-drama at 24 episodes and, unlike others in the genre, it doesn't care as much about the politics and intrigue as others, as it focuses almost exclusively on the romantic aspects. The best way to describe this Korean drama is to compare it to Romeo and Juliet, a love story between the daughter of a grand prince who wants to become the king and the son of his greatest enemy. The series was a huge hit when released, with an average audience share of around 18.9% nationwide in South Korea. It was also a critical darling, winning 7 awards with 15 total nominations at the KBS Drama Awards. This included the Top Excellence Award for Actor, Park Si-hoo, and actress, Moon Chae-won, and the Best Couple Award. Gu Family Book, 2013. A fusion of martial arts, historical romance, and supernatural elements. Stream on Rocket and Vicky. Gu Family Book is a historical K-drama that veers into the supernatural romance aspects of the genre. This series focuses on the son of the guardian spirit of Yuri Mountain and a human, making them a half-human and half-mythical creature. Since his parents' love story ended in tragedy, a family adopted him, and he was raised by these people while trying to learn more about his true nature. Not only does this historical K-drama bring the supernatural into it, but it is also a fusion of martial arts epics and historical romantic dramas. It is also a touching story about love and finding oneself. The series was a huge hit when released and ended up winning several awards for the actors and the series itself, including taking home 4 awards at both the MBC Drama Awards and the 2nd Asia Rainbow TV Awards. Arang and the Magistrate, 2012. Romantic fantasy based on an ancient tale. Stream on Rocket and Viki. Arang and the Magistrate is a historical K-drama that is not as concerned about actual history. This is a romantic fantasy K-drama that is based on an ancient dark folk tale called The Legend of Arang. The legend itself tells the story of a magistrate's daughter who was murdered. Ever since her death, a beautiful ghost begins to haunt every magistrate who wants the position. However, things change when a very determined young man is about to take this position and ends up communicating with the ghostly girl. This historical K-drama changes the story to make it more of a romance, with 20 episodes. The ghost Arang has lost her memories and she can't rest in peace until she learns how she died. Every magistrate that appears to die from fright, but the newest appointee can actually see, hear, and touch spirits, and he agrees to help her learn the truth, so she can move on. The historical K-drama won several awards including Excellent Korean Drama at the Seoul International Drama Awards. Waizang, The Poet Warrior Youth, 2016. A group of warriors find love and friendship during the Silla Kingdom. Waizang, The Poet Warrior of Youth, 2016, copyright provided by Screen Rant. Waizang, The Poet Warrior of Youth, 2016. Cast: Do Ji-hun, Go Era, Park Hyung-sik, Choi Min-ho, Park Seo-joon. The 2016 historical K-drama is a coming-of-age romance centered around a group of elite young men. The historical Korean drama takes place during the Silla Kingdom era between 57 BC and AD 935. The Queen of the Kingdom of Silla sent her son away from the palace walls to stay safe from their enemies. However, in the Korean period drama, he's coming of age and waits along with other citizens for her to step down, but there's trouble amidst. The Queen worries about powerful nobles who once tried to take over the throne. She has a plan to form an elite group of warriors called the Waizang. They will surpass existing power factions and protect the throne. The young men are unaware that their future king is among them. While not the best historical K-drama, it maintained decent ratings throughout its 10 parts, but didn't win any accolades. Song Kang as Cha Hyun-soo, From Sweet Home, and Han So-hee as Yoon Cheok, From Jaeyong-jong. Creature copyright provided by Screen Rant. Related. 6 K-drama actors who are dominating Netflix. Netflix has an excellent lineup of K-dramas on its roster, and their popularity is in large part thanks to the excellent actors playing the roles. Mr. Queen, 2020. A controversial K-drama to make anyone laugh. Mr. Queen 2020 TV show poster copyright provided by Screen Rant. Mr. Queen, 2020. Casserole in A, Bee Jong-ok, Shin Hye-sun, Kim Tae-woo, Kim Young-hyun. Release date December 12, 2020. Seasons 1. Rating not rated. Stream on Netflix. Mr. Queen is a controversial historical K-drama with comedy leanings that will have anyone on the floor laughing at its comical displays and dialogue. The 2020 time-traveling K-drama ties the present and the past all in one. An up-and-coming chef suffers an accident and wakes up in a different era. Not only does he wake up in the Joseon era, but also as a woman, and not just any woman, but the queen. The current king in Mr. Queen is a gentle and easygoing person, but in reality, has a dark and secret side the queen is starting to uncover. While there's corruption in the kingdom, the queen's modern life and that of the Joseon era are melding. It makes for comical and awkward encounters. Mr. Queen was nominated for 2 awards, winning none, but what makes Mr. Queen far from the best historical K-drama is its controversial dealings with gender. Queen for 7 Days, 2017. An iconic love story based on true events. Stream on Rocket and Viki. Queen for 7 Days is a historical K-drama that's actually based on a true story, and the K-drama doesn't have a happy ending. In the iconic love story, Lady Shin Chekyung, Park Min Young, the daughter of a powerful politician in the Joseon dynasty, falls in love with Prince Lee Yuk, Woo Jin Yeon, who is living under the iron thumb of his half-brother King Yeon Sang-gun, Dong Jian Lee. The two get married and the prince ascends the throne, making Shin queen. However, trouble arises among different political entities and infighting between the family, resulting in Shin being dethroned after only 7 days. Though it's not the best historical K-drama, Queen for 7 Days holds its own as a historical biopic of sorts, detailing a real sordid affair in Joseon dynasty history. The historical K-drama was nominated for 4 awards at the 31st KBS Drama Awards, winning 1 for actor Lee Dong-gun. Rookie historian Gu Hae-ryung, 2019. A 19th century historical romance with 2 storylines. Stream on Netflix. Rookie historian Gu Hae-ryung is a great K-drama for beginners and premiered on Netflix in 2019. The historical K-drama stars K-pop idol Cha Yeon-woo as Prince Dawn Yeorim. While the drama may be tagged as a romance and comedy, there are a lot of historical facts to unpack. 2 storylines take place in the show, though it's not a time-traveling K-drama. Not the best historical K-drama, but it did well enough during awards season. One timeline is set in nowadays in the early 19th century of Joseon, the other 20 years beforehand. One is more light-hearted with caricatures and jokes. The other is a series of flashbacks detailing the unjust rank of citizens and suppression. Interwoven is a love story between a free-spirited woman hoping to become a female historian and a prince working in secret as a romance writer. Rookie historian Gu Hae-ryung not only features a K-pop idol but was also nominated for 8 awards at the MBC Drama Awards, winning 4, including 1 for Best Couple. The King's Affection, 2021. A woman becomes king. Stream on Netflix. The King's Affection takes on a historical Korean superstition. When a prince shares his space in his mother's womb with a female child, he's considered to be cursed. With that in mind, The King's Affection starts off in a dark place, with the order to kill the future king's twin sister just after her birth. Instead, the young princess is sent away to be raised by someone else, only to grow up to work as a maid in the palace and meet her brother and her mother years later. In the grand tradition of women disguised as men in K-dramas, the estranged princess takes on her brother's role following his death, disguising herself as him and becoming the king. Complicating matters is that she falls for one of the king's tutors, and he has feelings for the king as well. The King's Affection piqued the interest of critics and audiences alike, earning 6 KBS Drama Awards. Empress Ki, 2013. A Korean woman becomes a powerful empress of China. Stream on Rocket and Viki. Empress Ki is a historical K-drama that was a domestic and overseas hit for its impressive performances and riveting story. The historical K-drama details the journey of a woman born in Korea as she becomes a powerful empress of China amidst love, war, and politics. Ji Seung-nang, or Ki Seung-niang, rises to power despite the restrictions of the era's class system. Though it's not the best historical K-drama, it does stand out as a woman-led historical K-drama. She comes to marry the emperor of the Mongol Empire to become empress. However, underneath there are still feelings for her first love. Audiences will get caught up in the display of deep-rooted love from the emperor as well as the empress's drive and ambitions. The women-led K-drama Empress Ki has decent award stats, garnering nominations from the MBC Drama Awards, the Seoul International Drama Awards, and the Korea Drama Awards. Empress Ki lucked out, snagging 7 awards in total. The Red Sleeve, 2021-2022. A bittersweet love story told from a female perspective. Stream on Rocket and Viki. Inspired by the novel of the same name, The Red Sleeve, like so many of the best historical K-dramas, is set during Korea's Joseon era. Here, The focus is on two members of the royal court who have particular aspirations but find their stations sometimes in the way of what they want. One of those is the prince who longs to be a better and kinder king than his recently departed grandfather. The other is one of the court ladies who appreciates the freedom her position can offer her but wants to be able to live her own life instead of being at the mercy of the court. The red sleeve is told from the woman's perspective as the two fall in love but find one another just out of reach. A favorite of the 2021 TV season, the series won 8 MVC Drama Awards of the 12 for which it was nominated. Jewel in the Palace, 2003. One of the first K-dramas to reach global prominence. Jewel in the Palace, 2003. Cast: Elam Bo Ra, Lee Seein, I'm Ho, Ji Jin Hee, Lee Young Ae. Release date: September 15, 2003. Seasons 1. Rating: Stream on Rocket and Viki. Those who struggle to understand why K-dramas have gained such momentum in the West should check out the historical K-drama Jewel in the Palace, which is one of the earlier K-dramas that has earned prominence on the global stage. Set during the Chosen Dynasty, Jewel in the Palace is actually based on the true story of a woman named Jang Jiam, who manages to become the first royal physician in all of Korea. The show focuses on Jang Jiam's struggles as a woman in a male-dominated society, making it another female-led K-drama. The historical K-drama's relevant storyline, as well as its phenomenal actors, have helped it gain viewers all over the world. Despite not being the best historical K-drama, it does have cultural significance thanks to its effect on tourism in South Korea. Also, the series received a spin-off, a stage play, and a sequel. Deep-Rooted Tree, 2011. One of the most acclaimed K-dramas of the 2010s. Stream on Rocket and Viki. Deep-Rooted Tree was first known as a historical novel by the same name written by Lee Young Myung. For fans wanting a bit more thrill in their drama, this is a good choice. The story of the historical K-drama revolves around a royal guard who is investigating the serial murders of Ji Fei and Jeon scholars. The thrilling K-drama does have inclinations of romance, but it's not the main star. Dalbok, Jang Hyuk, was once a young slave to the king. The king causes the death of his in-laws and his slaves to save them from his father. But the young slave survived. Years later, now a royal guard, Dalbok wants revenge but gets tangled in the mysterious murders. As secrets get uncovered, the creation of the Korean alphabet can either give or take power. Deep-Rooted Tree is critically acclaimed and had an award sweep in 2011 and 2012, winning 11 awards. Despite not being the best historical K-drama, it is one of the most acclaimed. Nam Hong-ju looking up as Young Jae-chan looks at her in While You Were Sleeping. Copyright provided by Screen Rant. Related: 10 K-pop idols who became great actors in K-dramas. With K-pop being more popular than ever, it's not surprising that so many talented K-pop artists have also had established careers in K-dramas, too. The Emperor, Owner of the Mask, 2017. A historical drama of political intrigue. Stream on Kokowa. The historical drama The Emperor, Owner of the Mask isn't technically the best historical K-drama, but it does have solid elements of political intrigue. In the series, Prince Lee Sun, Yoo Seung-ho of the romantic K-drama I Am Not a Robot, finds himself at odds with the controlling and affluent organization Pyeonsuhui, whose far reach has depleted the population's water. As Lee Sun fights against the organization, he soon finds out what a massive undertaking he has on his hands. Despite this, Lee Sun becomes a symbol of hope in the sprawling Joseon dynasty, all with the assistance of his lover Han Ji-eun, Kim So-hyun. The Emperor, Owner of the Mask is critically acclaimed and was performing well long into the 2018 awards season, scooping up a whopping 11 awards. Moon Lovers, Scarlet Heart Ryeo, 2016. Fantasy, romance, and time travel tied together. Moon Lovers Scarlet Heart Ryeo, 2016, copyright provided by Screen Rant. Moon Lovers Scarlet Heart Ryeo, 2016. Cast Park Soo-jin, No Min-woo, Lee Seung-gi, Shin Min-ae. Release date August 11, 2010. Seasons 1. Directors Boo Sung-chul. Rating TV 14. Stream on Rocket and Viki. This historical K-drama is for fans who want a bit of fantasy and time travel tied in with their historical romance. The show did averagely well, meaning it's not the best historical K-drama, but gained mass success overseas, due in part to audiences being familiar with it since it's a K-drama remake of a Chinese show. In this body swap K-drama, a 25-year-old woman gets transported to the year 941 and meets the prince of the Wang family. The historical Korean drama wouldn't be without their love triangle, a good guy and a bad boy. The woman falls for one of the kind-hearted princes but is also allured by another who hides his face with a mask. In between love, she finds herself amongst dangerous palace politics and a rivalry for the throne. Moon Lovers did its biggest award sweep at the SBS Drama Awards, garnering 12 nominations and winning 7. In total, the series has 11 awards for its name. Revel, Thief Who Stole the People, 2017. A Korean Robin Hood Tale. Stream on Rocket and Viki. The historical K-drama Rebel, Thief Who Stole the People is set during the rule of the 10th king during the Joseon Dynasty. Many who watch the historical Korean drama will find it closely related to another famous tale, Robin Hood. The son of a servant has no noble standing in society and little room to make something of himself but proves himself by stealing from the rich to return money to the poor. Hong Gildong, Yoon Kyun-sang, decides to become the leader of a group of thieves. They steal and give back to the poor as the tyrannical King Yoon-sang-un, Kim Ji-sook, oppresses his people. This drama also has a love story as the king's consort can't seem to forget her first love, who happens to be Gildong, leading to a palpable romance. While not the best historical K-drama on the list, Rebel garnered critical acclaim and has 11 drama awards to its name. Mr. Sunshine, 2018. An accurate portrayal of historical events. Stream on Netflix. Mr. Sunshine is a favorite among K-drama fans for its melodrama, swoon-worthy K-drama love triangle, and its riveting use of historical facts. Fans applauded the show's accurate portrayal of historical events as well as its time period setting. Unlike other historical K-dramas, this takes place before the Japanese annexation of Korea in the late 1800s. During its run, Mr. Sunshine was the third highest-rated drama in Korean cable television history. Eugene Choi, Lee Byung-hun, was once a slave but escaped to the U.S. and became a Marine Corps officer. He returns to Joseon on a mission but soon falls for an aristocrat's granddaughter. She's no ordinary aristocrat as she hides her identity as part of the Righteous Army. Along the way, he uncovers a plot for the colonization of Korea and a fight for sovereignty. Despite not being the best historical K-drama, Mr. Sunshine received accolades from the Korea Drama Awards, Asia Artist Awards, and the Seoul Awards. 10 Korean dramas that have the best soundtracks copyright provided by MovieWeb. Everyone who's a fan of Asian dramas has their favorite kind, whether they're from Japan, South Korea, or China. In the context of K-dramas, certain tropes, whether it's a rich person falling in love with someone from a lower socioeconomic standing, or the wrist grab as a character turns away in anger or sadness from the other lead character, have reigned supreme throughout the years. From fantasy to historical dramas, there definitely has been no shortage lately when it comes to the variety of stories we can consume on a daily basis. Even streaming platforms like Disney and Netflix have been continuing to build up original work, ensuring we have plenty of dramas to watch in the near future. www.buzzsprout.com/podcast-hosting/best-podcast-hosting, the number one way to start a podcast. Ad. Despite how entertaining they are, though, some dramas have been incredible simply because of the technical elements, from visually stunning cinematography to music. Indeed, fans have noted how some Korean dramas have had incredible soundtracks throughout the years, and CDs were even sold containing the songs recorded for the drama. Spotify playlists, 2, have included some soundtracks containing the biggest idols and singers working within Korean entertainment right now. These 10 Korean dramas are some of the few that have become famous for their music. Secret Garden, 2010. Hyunbin and Haji won star in 2010's Secret Garden, which has been a staple in the Korean drama world for over a decade now. It is the perfect example of the rich-poor trope, as its male lead is a CEO who falls in love with a stunt woman after they meet in a way that wouldn't have happened if this weren't a Korean drama. But not only does the plot hit all the right feelings, so does the soundtrack. www.buzzsprout.com/podcast-hosting-buzzsprout-podcast-hosting, number 1 in customer support. Ad. What makes it great? Two of the defining songs on this OST are Baek Ji-young's That Woman and Sung Sik-yung's You Are My Spring. Well placed throughout the drama, these are power ballads that one would want to belt along with long after they finished the drama. Stream on Viki. Startup, 2020. A 2020 series starring B. Suzy and Nam Joo-hyuk, Startup sees idealistic young woman, B, who wants to become the next Steve Jobs, but in South Korea. But because she doesn't come from money, her journey towards moving to the top is going to look a lot different from those with privilege. Startup ranks high in terms of cinematography, but the soundtrack is pretty decent as well. What makes it great? Korean pop group Red Velvet is behind the main song for the series, Future. Other familiar singers and artists in Korea like Gaho, 10cm, K.Will and Daviki, just to name a few, are involved with the original soundtrack for the series, making each and every song featuring a stacked lineup. www.buzzsprout.com/podcast-hosting-1 in customer support, best podcast hosting sites. Ad. Stream on Netflix. Guardian, The Great and Lonely God, 2016. Also known as Goblin, Guardian, The Great and Lonely God was a massive success when it first came out on television in South Korea and abroad. A Dokibi, or Goblin, knows that in order to break his curse of immortality, he has to find his fated bride. But when he does eventually find her, a high school student, things aren't going to be as easy as he thought. What makes it great? Goblin has a phenomenal soundtrack throughout each episode. Stay With Me, featuring EXO's Chanyeol and Punch, is one of the most iconic songs, but others, like Crush's Beautiful and Sam Kim's Who Are You, are also highly memorable as they play during the emotional moments of episodes. Stream on Viki. Descendants of the Sun, 2016. When Descendants of the Sun came out, it created a ripple effect that eventually led it to become one of the most popular Korean dramas to ever be released during that time. A doctor and army captain become tangled up in South Korea, then meet in a fictional war-torn country throughout the series, continuing their love story abroad. While fans adored the storyline of the series, the soundtrack was also well-loved. What makes it great? Yoon Mi-rae's always appears in the background of several episodes throughout the show, and every time it emerges again it hits perfectly. Another key song that comes up repeatedly is Gummy's You Are My Everything, which makes all the dramatic moments throughout the show even more dramatic with its bold statement on love. Stream on Netflix. Related, 10 Best K-Dramas with a Cold Male Lead. Hotel Del Luna, 2021. Hotel Del Luna. Release date September 3, 2021. Cast B. Hassan, Shin Jong-joon, Yeo Jin-gu, Ji Eun Lee. Main genre action. In 2021's Hotel Del Luna, Lee Ji Eun / IU and Yeo Jin-gu are a power combo to lead this fantastical drama. Set inside of a hotel where those who've passed on go through before entering the next plane, human Gu Chan-sung, Yeo, becomes the manager due to a deal his father made when he was a child. There, he befriends owner Man-wol, Lee, and the eccentric people who work and live there. What makes it great? An eclectic mix of songs comprises the original soundtrack of Hotel Del Luna, hitting notes of pop, power ballads, and indie songs. Monday Kiss and Punches Another Day is one of the standouts on this soundtrack, as well as Red Velvet See the Stars. Other key singers on the soundtrack include Taeyeon and Chungha. Stream on Netflix. Itaewon Class. Itaewon Class. Release date January 31, 2020. Cast Nara, Yoo Jae Myung, Kim Do Mi, Park Seo Joon. Main genre drama. Rating TV Ma. Seasons 1. Itaewon Class is the ultimate underdog story of revenge throughout 16 episodes. After the wrongful death of his father, Seo-yi is released from prison and decides he's going to get revenge against the wealthy student who caused all of this to happen. But first, he opens a restaurant in the foreigner district of Seoul, Itaewon. With an interesting mix of employees, he embarks on the long road to revenge. What makes it great? The soundtrack of Itaewon Class includes a solid mix of pop-based songs and softer ones that have a more indie feel to them. Although the themes and actions of the characters can get a little harsh, the soundtrack balances out the show's more difficult themes in a light-hearted way when needed. Stream on Netflix. The Heirs, 2013. Released in 2013, The Heirs is a prime example of what it means to be stuck in the middle of a love triangle. The female lead, Cha Eun Sang, Park Shin-hye, is a lower-income student who becomes the prime target for two different wealthy male students that want to date her. Although this series is a prime example of second lead syndrome, the soundtrack has some bops in it. What makes it great? Several iconic Korean drama songs are found on the soundtrack of The Heirs, including I'm Saying by Lee Hong-ji, Moment by 2AM's Lee Chang-min, and Cans, from BIXX, In the Name of Love. Long after the drama finished, these songs continue to be well known in the drama community because of how good they are. Stream on Netflix. Extraordinary You, 2019. Fans of webtoons would adore Extraordinary You, which reflects on what would happen if a character realizes they're living in a fictional world. Ian Dano, Kim Hyun, realizes just this and is horrified to realize she's not the main character either. When she befriends a nameless character and gives him the name Haru, Rowoon, they decide to change their fates. Several Korean idol groups feature on the soundtrack for this drama. What makes it great? Songs like April's Feeling and Bet Ivory's My Beauty add a pop, youthful feel to a drama that's already brimming with those vibes and aesthetics. The series never really dives deep into serious territory, and the soundtrack is full of really catchy songs that reflect that. Stream on Viki. Related, the 20 biggest K-dramas on Netflix of all time. Crash Landing on You, 2019. Crash Landing on You. Release date December 14, 2019. Cast Kim Yoon-hyun, Seo Ji-hye, Sun Ye-jin, Hyun Bin. Main genre adventure. Rating TV 14. Seasons 1. Some may call Crash Landing on You one of the most iconic Korean dramas to have released in the last decade. When a South Korean businesswoman accidentally ends up in North Korea in a paragliding accident, it sets her up to fall head over heels with a stoic North Korean military captain. However, their story has many challenges ahead, but with this soundtrack, we're fully prepared to go on an emotional journey with them. What makes it great? The soundtrack of Crash Landing on You features 30 songs, and while some are instrumental, all of them are absolutely critical towards shaping the emotional journey of the show. Songs like 10cm's But It's Destiny and IU's Give You My Heart are just a few of the bops found on this soundtrack that we're still listening to years later. Stream on Netflix. It's Okay, That's Love, 2014. Released in 2014, It's Okay, That's Love tells the story of a successful author and DJ grappling with OCD and trauma from his childhood. When he meets a first-year psychiatrist, who's grappling with the trauma in her own life, the two clash immediately. Despite the rocky start, though, the two learn to get along and love each other. The soundtrack is one of the vehicles keeping this drama together with a solid plot line. What makes it great? One key song throughout the series is EXO's Chen's Best Luck, which many have played on loop in the years following the drama's release. Other artists like Yoon Mi-rae and Davikki also feature on the OST, making it a nostalgic throwback to the mid-2010s when these artists were appearing on many soundtracks for Korean dramas. And there's a solid reason why, they put out good songs. Stream on Viki. The end. /wp.me/p7naso20c. Cosmos K Drama List. Themes. Master Movies Scene 1970-2024. Our Blues K Drama Review. Favorite K Drama. Cosmos's Fav K Drama. Cosmos's Favorite K Drama. Over the last few years, I finally became a K Drama fan. Part of the reason is that my Korean is now good enough to mostly follow the dialogue, although I still need subtitles. Second, because of COVID, we've been mostly at home in Korea, and third, I finally just got into K-drama. I know a bit late, but what the heck. Here are some of my favorite K-dramas. I provide a synopsis and my comment on each. In general, K-dramas come in two forms: movies and series. The series are reminiscent of Mexican telenovela, usually 16 episodes, occasionally 20, and occasionally fewer. A few have two seasons. Most run for about a month. Almost all are available now on Netflix and Hulu with English subtitles. A few were quite controversial. Since 2015, when I moved to Korea, I have become a big fan of K-drama. They are perhaps the best in the world at romantic comedies. Crash Course in Romance and Crash Landing on You are good examples. They also excel in movies about rich people behaving badly, Mine is the best one, and dark social commentary like Parasite, Oscar Best Picture, revenge dramas, Glory is the best example, an epic historical drama set in Korea and China. Mr. Sunshine is a good example. Another staple is high school coming-of-age films. Millionaire's First Love is a good one. They also do political intrigue films pretty well. Last Man Standing is good, and Designated Survivor, and decent sci-fi too. Silent Sea, and Space Sweepers are good. The crime and political dramas are quite intense and a bit too violent in my opinion, although they are not slasher films per se. And of course, The Squid Game was a worldwide phenomenon. Up until the early 80s, K-dramas were not that good. Japanese, J-drama, were better. But since then, K-dramas have taken over. For some reason, K-dramas are more approachable to outsiders than J-dramas or C-dramas. An interesting factoid is that the writers are almost all women. And about 60% of the viewers are women. Korean men, in general, prefer sports or news programs. More LGBTQ characters. In recent years, many dramas have started featuring LGBTQ characters and non-Korean characters, called multicultural in Korean. The LGBTQ characters tend to be either female or transgendered, not too many male-male gay characters. Ita One Class had a good trans character, a male transitioning to female, and Mine had both a lesbian couple and a bisexual male lead. This reflects the fact that LGBTQ status is still not as tolerated in Korea as it is in the US and Europe. 5 years ago there were no LGBTQ characters, now there are quite a few. In Korea there are now gay nightclubs in Ita One's Homo Hill and the Hongdae Student District, and there is an annual Gay Pride Day which, while not officially legal, is not illegal as it was a few years ago. Many K novels and stories also have LGBTQ characters these days. Gay marriage is still not legal, but gay sex is no longer illegal or grounds for a divorce, as adultery is also no longer illegal or grounds for a divorce. Younger Koreans are much more tolerant than older Koreans. The Christian churches tend to be conservative and heavily influenced by American evangelical churches and are mostly anti-LGBTQ. About 10% of adults have engaged in gay or lesbian relationships, and perhaps 5% of the population are LGBTQ, with 2% transgendered. Transgendered people have to go to Thailand for surgery, as the surgeries are illegal in Korea and Korean health insurance does not cover such treatments. More diverse foreign characters. A lot of K-dramas have foreign characters and there are a number of foreign actors who make their living in K-drama performances. Many are stereotypical military or CIA officers, but lately, there have been more characters who are foreign residents living and working with Koreans. That is a good trend, I think. Rom-com slow burn dramas. The rom-com tends to be slow-burning dramas with few explicit sex scenes, almost all of them male-female, although there are a few lesbian-themed ones now and then. Many of them follow the meme hate turning to love, although love at first sight K-dramas are common, and many feature doomed romances between characters of different social classes. Korean badass female leads. Final point, I have always considered Korean women to be the most beautiful and sexiest women on the planet and I love watching them in K-dramas, particularly I like watching real badass lead characters, and I married my Korean dream girl. See Dream Girl republished for details. Mr. Sunshine, and Jisang creatures have such lead characters. I have finally gotten enough Korean to mostly follow the dialogue without subtitles, but most of the K-dramas on Amazon, Disney, and Netflix have subtitles. I hope by the end of the year to be able to watch a K-drama without subtitles. Nice language learning goal to have. Here is my list of K-dramas I have seen over the years. The most recent K-drama. Confession K-drama, a psychological crime thriller. Collectors K-drama B, Treasure Hunters. The Spy Went North political drama. Goodbye Mr. Black K-drama did not finish to dawn out. My Annoying Brother B, a funny comedy. Me and Me K-drama B, a man wakes up as a different person. Squid Game Season 2 did not finish the C remake of the original series but lost its Korean flavor as it was now an international cast age. Jisang Creature K-drama Part 2 B, see below for review. The Devil Plan did not finish, be too complicated to follow a reality TV show. VIP K-drama B, psychological thriller. Destined with UK drama B, cute rom-com. My Demon did not finish, see. Millionaire First Love K-drama, a rom-com sort of love story-like story. Hyena K-legal drama B, tense legal drama. Badlands Hunters B, post-apocalyptical Korea. Captivating the King K-drama period piece about a woman who falls in love with the king and becomes his confidant as she is the best Go player in the kingdom takes place during the Yuan conquest of China and a brief war with Joseon. Dr. Slump K-drama, a powerful and moving drama about a woman who goes back to finish her medical training at age 40, and a love triangle between her husband and her best friend in college, and she finds out that she had a child with her husband all that time. Golden Holiday K takes place in the Philippines. Taken K-drama movie B, crime thriller. The Swindler K-drama movie, a crime thriller. Don't Buy the Sale K-drama B, about cybercrime and the problems of online used sales. Korea has a vibrant used market sale online and there is considerable fraud associated with it. The Dude in Me K-drama is a cute story about a person finding themselves as another person. Lee Ki Won K movie about NK refugees in Belgium, good premise but disappointing. Young Police K-drama B, gripping crime drama about two police cadets at the National Police University who break up a huge international organ harvesting racket but break all the rules in doing so. Killer Paradox K, gripping crime drama. Single in Seoul K movie B, rom-com. Queen of Tears K rom-com, a one rom-com meets political thriller meets rich people behaving badly and revenge of the underdog memes. Physical First Season K reality TV show B, pretty good. Physical Second Season K reality not quite as good. Parasite, the Grey Korean version of Body Snatchers B. Chicken Nugget silly K drama did not finish, see. Last Days of Earth K SF drama did not finish. Lost Phone K cybercrime thriller repeated B. The Day I Died, undisclosed case B crime drama. Frankly Speaking TBC B, about a man who after an injury finds he cannot lie and blurts out what he is thinking with disastrous consequences. A Werewolf Boy K drama remake of a French movie B. A Typical Family K drama about a scheming family B. Tidal Wave did not finish, sci-fi drama. 1212 about the rise to power of Chun Doo-hwan B, besides the scenes true story about the events that transformed Korea during my Peace Corps days. Bring Me Home K-drama about child abuse. Tudor K-drama reminiscent of the movie Parasite. Artificial City B another political drama about a scheming corrupt family. Keys to the Heart K-drama a rom-com drama. Hit and Run Squad B crime drama. Love Struck in the City did not finish. Sweet and Sour B rom-com. Military Prosecutor Doberman K-drama featuring a real badass female lead. Eve. Miss Night and Day. First my top 25 list. Jisang Creature K-drama Korean female badass character, a monster movie, a historical drama set at the end of the colonial era. Captivating the King K historical drama A. Dr. Slump K-drama B good rom-com also deals with mental illness issues, political intrigue. Glory K-drama A revenge drama. Extraordinary attorney Wo Yu Wo about an autistic genius who becomes a top attorney despite her socialist queerness, shyness, and weirdness. One of several movies which portray the struggles faced by the autistic in the very competitive society which is not disabled friendly to say the least. Crash Course in Romance K-drama A great rom-com. Chief of Staff K-drama political drama. Shin Divorce Attorney K-drama A great legal drama and political intrigue. The Eternal King K-drama a historical drama. Alt History Sci-Fi rom-com. Live Up to Your Name K-drama a historical drama, sci-fi, rom-com slow burn romance. Castaway Diva B slow burn rom-com. My Love from the Stars sci-fi rom-com. Ida One Class K-drama trans character lead. The Last Man Standing K-drama political intrigue regarding the assassination of President Park based on a true story. Benzano K-drama corporate intrigue, crime drama, and slow burn romance featuring an Italian-Korean mafia lawyer who returns to Korea to recover buried gold and becomes the champion of residents of a commercial building being forced out to make room for the corporate headquarters equals the CEO is a real sociopath. Mine K-drama great example of rich people behaving badly, LGBTQ characters. Strong Girl Nam Jun sequel see post review female badass leads. Strong Girl Bong Soon original AC post review female badass leads. Parasite K-drama Oscar Best Picture, dark black comedy. When the Camellia Blooms K-drama great K-rom-com. Squid Games K-drama number one on Netflix game show but much more than that. Other favorites. Parasite of course won the 2020 Oscar. And Minari won Best Supporting Actress this year. Move to Heaven. DP about the hunt for deserters in the military. Camilla Blooming. Ida One Class features a trans lead character and a foreign resident of Korea from Africa, also a revenge movie. Stranger Crime Drama. Mr. Sunshine's period piece set in the turn of the 20th century featuring a real badass female lead. Mad About You rom-com. The Negotiation, film, tense political crime drama. Sisyphus, The Myth, 2021, sci-fi series that petered out at the end but had some good moments here and there and again featured a really badass female lead. Space Sweepers KSF drama. The Last Man Standing K-drama about the assassination of President Park which occurred during my Peace Corps days. Mr. Kim's Convenience Store set in Toronto. K-drama scene from 2015 to 2023. 2023. 2022. 2021. Space Sweepers KSF drama. Ida One Class K-drama. The Last Man Standing K-drama. The Honest Candidate K-drama. Sisyphus K-drama. Venzano K-drama. Strangers K-drama Season 1. Strangers K-drama Season 2. Strangers K-drama Season 3. Mine K-drama. Parasite K-drama. Legends of Alhambra K-drama. The Negotiator K-movie. No Exit K-movie. Crash Landing on You K-drama. Night in Paradise K-movie. DP K-drama. Kung K-drama movie. When the Camellia Blooms K-drama. Squid Games K-drama number 1 on Netflix. Move to Heaven K-drama. Minari. Reflections on You. K-drama, Netflix. Hellbound K-drama. Hostage K-drama movie. Balgisil KSF. The Wanted. Mogadishu K-Drama. Silence C. Mad for Each Other. 2020. Trolley Started 2022 BK Drama A. Glory K Drama B Plus. Confidential Assignment K Drama B. On the Line K Drama B. Wait Ton K Drama B. Crash Course in Romance K Drama A. One Spring Night K Drama. The Brothers K Drama. Like for Likes K Drama B. Ordinary People K Drama B. Veteran K Crime Comedy B K Drama. Tiger in Winter K Drama with a Magical Realism Twist K Drama. After My Death, another Korean Teenage Crime Drama K Drama. Confidential Assignment 2 K Drama. Nothing Serious K Rom-Com. Uncanny Counter K Drama. What's Wrong with Secretary Kim K's Drama. Chief of Staff K Drama. Mad for Each Other K Drama. Along with the Gods K's Drama. Time to Hunt K Drama. Escape from Mogadishu K Drama. The Decision to Leave K Drama. Adenoid K Drama. Hunt K Drama. Confession K Drama. My Unfamiliar Family K Drama. Physical Another Squid Game K Drama. Confession K Drama. Where the Crawdads Sing American Movie. Unblock Cybercrime K Drama. One Spring Night K Drama. Sweat and Sour K Drama. Shin Divorce Attorney K Drama. The Eternal King K Drama. Live Up to Your Name K Drama. Kill Bosun K Drama. Switch K Drama. Beef K Drama set in LA. Queen Maker K Drama. The Chair American Series. Miss and Mrs. Cop K Drama. Unstoppable K Drama. Mad for Each Other. Private Lives K Drama. Flower of Evil K Drama. Glitch Korean Series. See You in My 19th Life K Drama Did Not Finish It. Alchemy of Souls Intriguing K Drama. Song of the Bandits K Drama B. Dream K Drama About the Homeless World Cup A. Kingmaker K Drama About Kim Dae-young's Early Rise on Disney A. Ballerina K Crime Revenge Thriller B. A Bit Too Violent. Strong Girl Nam Soon Sequel C Post Review. Strong Girl Bong Soon Original A C Post Review. Duna K Drama B. Ray of Sunshine K Drama A. Goodbye Mr. Black Disney K Drama B. The Worst of Evil Disney K Drama B. Villant Disney K Drama B. The Believer K Drama B. The Believer Part 2 K Drama B. Castaway Diva B. Comedy Royal B. Squid Game 2 Did Not Finish C. My Demon Did Not Finish C. Father Stu A. Don't Buy the Seller K Drama About a Serial Killer Who Lures Victims Through Ads for Used Sales. Jisang Creature K Drama 6 Episodes. Havana K Murder Drama with an LGBT Love Affair Theme. Bloodhounds K Revenge Crime Drama. Bing AI's List of Top K Dramas. If you're looking for the best K Dramas to binge watch, you're in for a treat. Korean dramas, K-dramas, have taken the world by storm, offering a delightful mix of interesting storylines, intense plot twists, and addictive viewing experiences. Here are some top K-dramas across different genres. Action/thriller Korean dramas. Squid Game, a gripping thriller where characters in serious debt participate in deadly children's games for a chance at a massive prize. Tug of War, Red Light, Green Light, Watch Out for the High Stakes. 1. Sweet Home, if you enjoyed movies like The Call and Number Alive, this multi-season drama features gruesome monsters and follows a depressed loner in a new apartment complex. 1. Romance Korean dramas, fan favorites. Crash Landing on You, a heartwarming love story between a South Korean heiress and a North Korean soldier. Moon Lovers, Scarlet Heart Ryeo, a historical romance with time travel elements. Guardian, The Lonely and Great God, Goblin, a fantasy romance involving a goblin, a grim reaper, and a human woman too. Other notable K-dramas. Strong Woman Do Bong Soon, a mix of romance, comedy, and action, featuring a super strong female lead. While You Were Sleeping, a supernatural romance with intriguing dream-related twists. Descendants of the Sun, a love story set against the backdrop of military service. My Love from the Star, a unique romance involving an alien and a famous actress. Weightlifting Fairy Kim Bok-ju, a heartwarming sports-themed drama too. Remember, K-dramas can evoke a wide range of emotions from sappy to heartbreaking to downright surprising. So grab your popcorn, find a cozy spot, and immerse yourself in the captivating world of Korean dramas. Clapperboard 2024 Confession K-drama A Collectors K-drama B The Spy Gone North B K-drama Goodbye Mr. Black K-drama did not finish. My Demon Love K-drama did not finish. My Annoying Brother B. Me and Me K-drama B. Squid Game Season 2 did not finish no longer K-drama in my opinion. Jisang Creature K-drama Korean female badass character. Somebody B. The Devil Plan was too complicated to follow. VIP K-drama B. Destined with UK drama. Millionaire First Love K-drama A good intro to coming-of-age high school dramas. Hyena K-legal drama A good political corporate intrigue film. Badlands Hunters K-post-apocalypse drama A good sci-fi. Captivating the King K-historical drama A good historical drama. Dr. Slump K-drama B. Taken K-drama movie B. The Swindler K-drama movie A. Don't Buy the Seller K-drama B. The Dude in Me K-drama is cute A. Single in Seoul K-movie B. Lee Ki-won K-movie about NK refugees in Belgium. Young Police K-drama B. Sweat and Sour B. Killer Paradox K-crime drama. Queen of Tears K-rom-com. 2023. Moving to Heaven started in 2022. Lies Within started in the 2022 BK drama. Trolley started 2022 BK drama A. Glory K drama is a good revenge flick. Confidential Assignment K drama B. On the Line K drama B. Wait Ton K drama B. Parallel SF K drama SF drama. Crash Course in Romance K drama A great rom-com. One Spring Night K drama. The Brothers K drama. Like for Likes K drama B. Ordinary People K-drama B. Veteran K-crime comedy B K-drama. Tiger in Winter K-drama with a magical realism twist K-drama. After My Death, another Korean teenage crime drama K-drama. Confidential Assignment 2 K-drama. Nothing Serious K-rom-com. Uncanny Counter K-drama. What's Wrong with Secretary Kim K's drama. Chief of Staff K-drama Good Political Thriller. Mad for Each Other K-drama. Along with the Gods K's drama. Time to Hunt K-drama. Escape from Mogadishu political drama based on true story features North and South Koreans overseas forced to work together to ensure mutual survivor. The Decision to Leave K-drama. Adenoid K-drama sci-fi. Hunt K-drama. Confession K-drama. My Unfamiliar Family K-drama. Physical Another Squid Game K-drama. Unblock Cybercrime K-drama. One Spring Night K-drama rom-com. Holy Betrayal documentary on religious cults in Korea. Mimi. Shin Divorce Attorney K-drama A good legal thriller. The Eternal King K-drama Alt History Sci-Fi, rom-com. Live Up to Your Name K-drama A sci-fi time travel rom-com. Kill Bosun K-drama. Switch K-drama. Beef K-drama set in LA. Queen Maker K-drama. Black Knight K-drama. Miss and Mrs. Cop K-drama. Unstoppable K-drama. Mad for Each Other rom-com. Private Lives K-drama. Flower of Evil K-drama. Glitch Korean series sci-fi. See You in My 19th Life K-drama did not finish it. Alchemy of Souls intriguing K-drama. Song of the Bandits historical set at the end of the Joseon Dynasty. Dream K-drama about the homeless World Cup. Kingmaker K-drama about Kim Dae-young's early rise Disney A. Ballerina K-crime revenge thriller B A bit too violent. Strong Girl Namjoon sequel see post review female badass characters. Strong Girl Bong Soon original AC post review female badass characters. Dona K drama B. Ray of Sunshine K drama A. The Worst of Evil Disney K drama B. Villant Disney K drama B. The Believer K drama B. The Believer Part 2 K drama B. Castaway Diva B good rom-com. Comedy Royal B. My Demon Did Not Finish C. Don't Buy the Seller K drama about a serial killer who lures victims through ads for used sales. Jisang Creature K drama 6 episodes great badass lead actress. Havana K murder drama with an LGBT love affair theme. Bloodhounds K revenge crime drama. 2022 movies seen. Black Money K drama B. Extreme Job K drama B. We Are All Going to Die K zombie drama A. Having 2017 The Thaw K drama B. Our Blues K drama A set in Jeju. Juvenile Justice K drama B coming of age drama. Silent Sea K drama B sci-fi. My Liberation Notes. My Love from the Stars good rom-com. Move to Heaven. Honest Candidate. Yaksha K movie B. Blue Bayou Korean American movie B. Uncanny Counter K drama B. Cyber Hell B. Intruder K drama B. Welcome to Wedding Hell K drama B. Heist Korean version B. Will You Be There? K drama C did not finish. Extraordinary Attorney UA 1 great drama features an austic genius. Min My Ding Cafe C did not finish. Remarriage and Desire K drama B another drama about rich people behaving badly. Unfamiliar Family K drama A. Carter K drama movie C. Designated Survivor K drama a political intrigue. Model Family K drama B. Little Woman K drama B Korean remake of a classic British 19th century novel. Stranger 1. Stranger 2. Reflection of You good rom-com. Made for Each Other good rom-com. Honest Candidate political satire. Signal K drama. When the Camellia Blooms B good rom-com. Love Struck in the City B. Glitch Korean sci-fi B good sci-fi. The Lies Within K drama. 2021. Space Sweepers KSF drama. Ita 1 Class K drama trans character male to female. Sense8 is not a K drama per se but has a Korean lead actress. The Last Man Standing political thriller based on the true story of President Park's assassination. Sisyphus K drama disappointing sci-fi. Venzano K drama good crime drama, and slow burn rom-com. Glitch good sci-fi. Parasite K drama Oscar best picture. Legends of Alhambra K drama. The Negotiator K movie. No Exit K movie. Crash Landing on UK drama great K rom-com set in North Korea. Night in Paradise K movie. DP K drama. Khan K drama movie. When the Camellia Blooms K drama great K rom-com. Squid Games K drama number 1 on Netflix. Move to Heaven K drama. Minari Oscar winner set in US. Hellbound K drama. Hostage K drama movie. Balgisil KSF. The Wanted. 2020. Mr. Kim's Convenience Store set in Toronto. Kim Ji Young K drama. 2019. 49 Days Korean Movie B. Chun Hyang, 2000 Film, YS. The Assassin 2015 Korean Movie. 2015. Kundu Korean Movie B. Classified File Korean Movie on Plane. 2014. Memories of Murder Korean Film. Typhoon Korette. 2011. The King and I Korean Series. Life in North Korea documentary from National Geographic. Morning Glory. Recommended K-drama lists. Synopsis. Eve is a South Korean television series that aired on TVN from June 1 to July 21, 2022. The story revolves around Lee La-el, whose family was destroyed by powerful people when she was young. She spends 13 years planning her revenge against Kang Yoon Ji-im, the head of Lee Group, who is responsible for her family's tragedy. As she executes her plan, she becomes entangled in a complex web of love, betrayal, and vengeance. 12. Review. Eve is a dark and seductive tale of revenge, featuring scandalous affairs and lavish settings. The drama explores the self-destructive nature of vengeance and the lengths to which people will go to achieve it. The series has been praised for its intense storyline, strong performances, and beautiful cinematography. 3. Main cast. Seo Ye-ji as Lee La-el / Kim Sun-bin. Park Byung-hyun as Kang Yoon-ja-im. Yoo Sun as Han So-ra. Lee Sang-yeob as Seo Eun-pyeong. If you have any other questions or need further assistance, feel free to ask. Smiling face with smiling eyes. 1. Wikipedia 2, Asian Wiki 3, K-Dramadiary. Learn more. 1en.wikipedia.org 2asianwiki.com 3kdramadiary.com 4en.kpoper.com. Synopsis. Miss Night and Day is a South Korean television series that aired on JTBC from June 15 to August 4, 2024. The story follows Lee Mi-jin, a single woman in her 20s who has been struggling to find a decent job. One day, she wakes up to find herself in the body of a woman in her 50s. During the day, she becomes Lim Sun, a middle-aged woman, and at night, she returns to her younger self. She uses this transformation to her advantage by working as an intern at the Seohan District Public Prosecutor's Office during the day while maintaining her identity as Lee Mi-jin at night. The drama explores her journey as she navigates her dual life and uncovers the mystery behind her transformation. 1. Review. Miss Night and Day has received positive reviews for its unique blend of genres, combining elements of fantasy, romance, and thriller. The series has been praised for its engaging storyline, strong performances, and the seamless integration of its lighter comedic moments with darker, more intense scenes. The show has been compared to the classic tale of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde due to its exploration of dual identities and the balance between light and dark themes too. Main cast. Jung Eun-ji as Lee Mi-jin. Lee Jung-hyun as Lim Sun. Choi Jin-hyuk as Jai Ji-eung. Baek Seo-hoo as K-O-1. Yoon Byung-hee as Moon Ye-won. Kim Kwang-sik as Kim Mi-ran. I hope you find this helpful. If you have any other questions or need further assistance, feel free to ask. Smiling face with smiling eyes. 1. Asian Wiki 2, South China Morning Post. Learn more. 1asianwiki.com 2scmp.com 3msn.com 4time.com 5msn.com 6koimoi.com 50F30. No table of contents found. Copilot. Your everyday AI companion. Give me humorous ways to feel more confident with public speaking. Summarize this week's top news stories. Compose a pop song about adventures in the summer rain. Suno terms privacy. Compose a country song that describes a peaceful evening on a quiet, rural landscape. Suno terms privacy. Compose a pop song about an astronaut returning to Earth. Suno terms privacy. Create a pop song about the beauty of the Earth. Suno terms privacy. What were the most influential inventions in the history of humanity? Compose a blues song that laments the loss of time. Suno terms privacy. What are some ways to overcome procrastination? Compose a bluegrass song about a field of flowers in the moonlight. Suno terms privacy. Share some fascinating facts about ocean tides. What are some creative indoor hobbies that are easy to learn? What type of workout is best for improving flexibility, and are there any classes near me? What are common flight patterns of birds and why do they do it? What are some hilarious one-liners that will brighten my day? Hi Jake, ask me anything or pick a suggestion to get started. Take a screenshot. Generate a 3D movie poster of a female astronaut. Use the anime renderer. 3D digital art. High definition, high contrast, High color saturation. Summarize benefits of intermittent fasting. Turn on dark mode. Choose a conversation style. More creative. More balanced. More precise. Copilot uses AI. Check for mistakes. Terms privacy. Get Copilot Pro. You. Sent by you. Can you find me a table of contents for the book Platinum Fall Best Collected Stories? Copilot. Sent by Copilot. I couldn't find a specific table of contents for the book Platinum Fall Best Collected Stories. However, if you have any other questions or need help with something else, feel free to ask. Smiling face with smiling eyes. Learn more. 1WRITENONFICTIONOW.COM2GRAMMARLY.COM3ALPHAPUBLISHER.COM. You. Sent by you. I meant Platinum Poll Collected Best Stories by Frederick Pohl, published by Tor in 2008. Copilot. Sent by Copilot. I couldn't find a specific table of contents for Platinum Poll, the Collected Best Stories by Frederick Pohl, published by Tor in 2008. However, I can provide a brief overview of the book. Platinum Poll is a collection of some of Frederick Pohl's best short stories, showcasing his talent and contributions to the science fiction genre. The stories span his long and illustrious career, offering readers a glimpse into his imaginative and thought-provoking worlds. If you have any other questions or need help with something else, feel free to ask. Smiling face with smiling eyes. Learn more. 1researchmethod.net2en.wikipedia.org 3simple.wikipedia.org. You. Sent by you. Can you provide me a table of contents the year's best Daok fantasy and horror 2014? Copilot. Sent by Copilot. Sure. Here is the table of contents for the year's best dark fantasy and horror, 2014 edition, edited by Paula Gurin. Introduction by Paula Gurin. Wheatfield with Crows by Steve Raznick Tem. Blue, Amber by David J. Shell. The Legend of Troop 13 by Kit Reed. The Good Husband by Nathan Ballingrud. The Soul in the Bell Jar by K.J. Kabza. The Creature Recants by Dale Bailey. Termination Dust by Laird Barron. Postcards from Abroad by Peter Atkins. Phosphorus by Veronica Chanuz. A Lunar Labyrinth by Neil Gaiman. The Prayer of 90 Cats by Caitlin R. Kiernan. Shadows for Silence in the Forests of Hell by Brandon Sanderson. The Plague by Ken Liu. The Gruesome Affair of the Electric Blue Lightning by Joe R. Lansdale. Let My Smile Be Your Umbrella by Brian Hodge. Air, Water, and the Grove by Karen Warren. A Little of the Night by Tanith Lee. A Collapse of Horses by Brian Evanson. Pride, A Collector's Tale by Glenn Hirschberg. Our Lady of Ruins by Sarah Singleton. The Marginals by Steve Duffy. Dark Gardens by Greg Kurzawa. Rag and Bone by Priya Sharma. The Slipway Gray by Helen Marshall. To Die for Moonlight by Sarah Monette. Cuckoo by Angela Slatter. Fishwife by Carrie Vaughn. The Dream Detective by Lisa Tuttle. Event Horizon by Sunny Moraine. Moonstruck by Karin Tidbeck. The Ghost Makers by Elizabeth Baer. Izul's Lexicon by Yoon H. A. Lee. I hope you find this helpful. If you have any other questions or need further assistance, feel free to ask. Smiling face with smiling eyes. Learn more. 1simonandsecher.com2goodreads.com3amazon.com. You. Sent by you. Can you provide me with a synopsis and review of the K-drama Eve with list of cast? Copilot. Sent by Copilot. Sure. Here's a brief synopsis, review, and the main cast list for the K-drama Eve. Synopsis. Eve is a South Korean television series that aired on TVN from June 1 to July 21, 2022. The story revolves around Li Lael, whose family was destroyed by powerful people when she was young. She spends 13 years planning her revenge against Kong Yunjiem, the head of Li Group, who is responsible for her family's tragedy. As she executes her plan, she becomes entangled in a complex web of love, betrayal, and vengeance. 12. Review. Eve is a dark and seductive tale of revenge, featuring scandalous affairs and lavish settings. The drama explores the self-destructive nature of vengeance and the lengths to which people will go to achieve it. The series has been praised for its intense storyline, strong performances, and beautiful cinematography. 3. Main cast. Seo Ye-ji as Li Lael/ Kim Sun-bin. Park Byung-hyun as Kong Yoon-jae-im. Yoo Sun as Han So-ra. Lee Sang-yeob as Seo Eun-pyeong. If you have any other questions or need further assistance, feel free to ask. Smiling face with smiling eyes. 1. Wikipedia 2, Asian Wiki 3, K-Dramadiary. Learn more. 1en.wikipedia.org 2asianwiki.com 3kdramadiary.com 4en.kpoper.com. You. Sent by you. Can you provide me a synopsis, review, and list of cast members for the K-drama Miss Night and Day? Copilot. Sent by Copilot. Sure. Here's a brief synopsis, review, and the main cast list for the K-drama Miss Night and Day. Synopsis. Miss Night and Day is a South Korean television series that aired on JTBC from June 15 to August 4, 2024. The story follows Lee Mi-jin, a single woman in her 20s who has been struggling to find a decent job. One day, she wakes up to find herself in the body of a woman in her 50s. During the day, she becomes Lim Sun, a middle-aged woman, and at night, she returns to her younger self. She uses this transformation to her advantage by working as an intern at the Seohan District Public Prosecutor's Office during the day while maintaining her identity as Lee Mi-jin at night. The drama explores her journey as she navigates her dual life and uncovers the mystery behind her transformation. 1. Review. Miss Night and Day has received positive reviews for its unique blend of genres, combining elements of fantasy, romance, and thriller. The series has been praised for its engaging storyline, strong performances, and the seamless integration of its lighter comedic moments with darker, more intense scenes. The show has been compared to the classic tale of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde due to its exploration of dual identities and the balance between light and dark themes too. Main cast. Jung Eun-ji as Lee Mi-jin. Lee Jung-hyun as Lim Sun. Choi Jin-hyuk as Jai Ji-eung. Baek Seo-hu as K-O-1. Yoon Byung-hee as Moon Ye-won. Kim Kwang-sik as Kim Mi-ran. I hope you find this helpful. If you have any other questions or need further assistance, feel free to ask. Smiling face with smiling eyes. 1. Asian Wiki 2, South China Morning Post. Learn more. 1asianwiki.com 2scmp.com 3msn.com 4time.com 5msn.com 6koimoi.com. You. Sent by you. Can you provide me with synopsis reviews and cast members for the following 3K dramas: Hierarchy, Hitman, and Flower of Evil? Copilot. Sent by Copilot. Sure. Here are the synopses, reviews, and main cast lists for the K-dramas Hierarchy, Hitman, and Flower of Evil. Hierarchy. Synopsis: Hierarchy is a 2024 South Korean teen romance television series set in Joseon High School, a prestigious private high school founded by South Korea's top conglomerate, the Joseon Group. The story revolves around love, friendship, revenge, and compassion among 18 young people at the school. 1. Review. The series received generally negative reviews, with critics pointing out its overdone and messy plot despite the strong performances by the cast. 2. Main cast. Ro Jong-eui as Young J-I. Lee Chemin as Kong H-A. Kim J-won as Kim R-ion. Ji Hai-won as Yoon Hee R-A. Lee Won-young as Lee Woo-jin. Hitman, Agent June. Synopsis: Hitman, Agent June is a 2020 South Korean action comedy film. The story follows June, a former legendary hitman agent for the anti-terror team in the NIS, who fakes his death to pursue his dream of becoming a webcomic artist. However, his life takes a chaotic turn when he accidentally posts a comic about his past life as a hitman, revealing sensitive classified material. 34. Review: The film has been praised for its entertaining blend of action and comedy, with strong performances by the cast, especially Kwon Sang-woo. 5. Main cast: Kwon Sang-woo as June, Jung Jun-ho as Deok Jae-woo, Wang Woo-sul-hi as Mi-na, Lee Yi-kyung as Jeol, Lee Ji-won as Ji-ae-young. Flower of Evil. Synopsis: Flower of Evil is a 2020 South Korean television series that follows Baek Hee-sung, a man who hides his true identity and past from his wife, Cha Ji-won, a detective. As she investigates a series of unexplained murders, she begins to suspect that her seemingly perfect husband may be hiding something sinister. 6. Review: The series has received high praise for its gripping storyline, intense suspense, and outstanding performances by the cast, particularly Lee Joon Gi and Moon Chae-won. 7. Main cast: Lee Joon Gi as Baek Hee-sung / Do Hyun-soo, Moon Chae-won as Cha Ji-won, Jang Hee-jin as Do Ha-soo, Seo Hyun-woo as Kim Moo-jin. I hope you find this information helpful. If you have any other questions or need further assistance, feel free to ask. Smiling face with smiling eyes. 1. Wikipedia. 2. Screen Rant. 3. Asian Wiki. 4. Wikipedia. 5. IMDb. 6. Wikipedia. 7. Drama Beans. Learn more. 1n.wikipedia.org. 2screenrant.com. 3asianwiki.com. 4n.wikipedia.org. 5imdb.com. 6n.wikipedia.org. 7dramabeans.com. 8www.netflix.com. 9pinkvilla.com. 10imdb.com. plus 5 more. Number Hierarchy. Synopsis: Hierarchy is a 2024 South Korean teen romance television series set in Joseon High School, a prestigious private high school founded by South Korea's top conglomerate, the Joseon Group. The story revolves around love, friendship, revenge, and compassion among 18 young people at the school. Review: The series received generally negative reviews, with critics pointing out its overdone and messy plot despite the strong performances by the cast. Main cast: Ro Jong-eui as Young Jae-i, Lee Chae-min as Kang Ha-jae, Kim Jae-won as Kim Ryan, Ji Hye-won as Yoon Hee-ra, Lee Won-young as Lee Woo-jin. Number Hitman, Agent June. Synopsis: Hitman, Agent June is a 2020 South Korean action comedy film. The story follows June, a former legendary hitman agent for the anti-terror team in the NIS, who fakes his death to pursue his dream of becoming a webcomic artist. However, his life takes a chaotic turn when he accidentally posts a comic about his past life as a hitman, revealing sensitive classified material. Review: The film has been praised for its entertaining blend of action and comedy, with strong performances by the cast, especially Kwon Sang-woo. Main cast: Kwon Sang-woo as June, Jung Jun-ho as Deok Jae-woo, Wang Woo-sul-hi as Mi-na, Lee Yi-kyung as Jeol, Lee Ji-won as Ji-ae-young. Number Flower of Evil. Synopsis: Flower of Evil is a 2020 South Korean television series that follows Baek Hee-sung, a man who hides his true identity and past from his wife, Cha Ji-won, a detective. As she investigates a series of unexplained murders, she begins to suspect that her seemingly perfect husband may be hiding something sinister. Review: The series has received high praise for its gripping storyline, intense suspense, and outstanding performances by the cast, particularly Lee Joon Gi and Moon Chae-won. Main cast: Lee Joon Gi as Baek Hee-sung / Do Hyun-soo, Moon Chae-won as Cha Ji-won, Jang Hee-jin as Do Ha-soo, Seo Hyun-woo as Kim Moo-jin. I hope you find this information helpful. If you have any other questions or need further assistance, feel free to ask. Smiling face with smiling eyes. Wikipedia, https://n.wikipedia.org/wiki/hierarchy_%28tv_series%29. Screen Rant, https://screenrant.com/hierarchy/cast-characters-guide/. Asian Wiki, https://asianwiki.com/hitman_agent_june. Wikipedia, https://n.wikipedia.org/wiki/hitman_agent_june. IMDb, https://www.imdb.com/title/tt116496140/. Wikipedia, https://n.wikipedia.org/wiki/flower_of_evil_percent28south_korean_tv_series%29. Drama Beans, https://www.dramabeans.com/show/flower_of_evil/. Message has links. Miss Night and Day I. Number synopsis. Miss Night and Day is a South Korean television series that aired on JTBC from June 15 to August 4, 2024. The story follows Lee Mi-jin, a single woman in her 20s who has been struggling to find a decent job. One day, she wakes up to find herself in the body of a woman in her 50s. During the day, she becomes Lim Sun, a middle-aged woman, and at night, she returns to her younger self. She uses this transformation to her advantage by working as an intern at the Seohon District Public Prosecutor's Office during the day while maintaining her identity as Lee Mi-jin at night. The drama explores her journey as she navigates her dual life and uncovers the mystery behind her transformation. Number Review. Miss Night and Day has received positive reviews for its unique blend of genres, combining elements of fantasy, romance, and thriller. The series has been praised for its engaging storyline, strong performances, and the seamless integration of its lighter comedic moments with darker, more intense scenes. The show has been compared to the classic tale of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde due to its exploration of dual identities and the balance between light and dark themes. Number Main Cast. Jung Eun-ji as Lee Mi-jin. Lee Jung-eun as Lim Sun. Choi Jin-hyuk as Jai Ji-eung. Baek Seo-hoo as K.O.1. Yoon Byung-hee as Moon Ye-won. Kim Kwang-sik as Kim Mi-ran. I hope you find this helpful. If you have any other questions or need further assistance, feel free to ask. Smiling face with smiling eyes. Asian Wiki, https://asianwiki.com/miss_night_an_day. South China Morning Post, https://www.scmp.com/lifestyle/kpop/kdrama/article/327-3596/netflix/kdrama. Miss Night and Day Review. Jung Eun-ji, Lee Jung-eun fantasy rom-com. Message has links. Guardian, The Lonely and Great God, What's Wrong with Secretary Kim, photo credit, TVN, IMDb. Netflix boasts a variety of romance K-dramas for all the hopeless romantics out there. From fans of the old school to those that believe in one true love, numerous show cater to their likings. These titles offer viewers heartwarming stories of love, trust, and friendship and have grown to be extremely popular among audiences. Popular Netflix K-dramas that cater to fans who are hopeless romantics include What's Wrong with Secretary Kim, Romance is a Bonus Book, Guardian, The Lonely and Great God, and more. These dramas offer cheesy romance, deep romantic dialogues, and classic cinematography that flutters audiences. Check out more details about these dramas and more below. What's Wrong with Secretary Kim? What's Wrong with Secretary Kim follows the story of Lee Young-jun, Park Seo-jun, an arrogant vice president of his company. He maintains a clean image, all credit to Kim Mi-so, Park Min-young, his secretary of 9 years. However, when she decides to quit her job, he does everything in his power to change her mind. The two gradually fall in love with each other while working at the company. Romance is a Bonus Book. Romance is a Bonus Book is a must-watch K-drama for all the hopeless romantics. The series follows the journey of Cha Yeon-ho, Lee Jong-suk, a successful writer and editor of a publishing company. He crosses paths with his childhood friend Kang Dan-yi, Lee Na-young, who is a divorced single mother trying to get by life. She joins his company by lying about her background. As the two get entangled in each other's lives, they fall in love. Guardian, the Lonely and Great God. Guardian, the Lonely and Great God follows the story of a goblin Kim Shin, Gong Yu, who looks for his bride who can relieve him of his misery by removing an invisible sword from his chest and setting his soul free. He crosses paths with high school student, Ji Eun Tak, Kim Go Eun, who confesses to being his bride. The story also involves a grim reaper, Wang Yeo, Lee Dong Wook, who strangely befriends the goblin and has his own traumatic past. See You in My 19th Life. See You in My 19th Life documents the journey of Ban Ji Eun, Shin Hye-sun, a woman who remembers all of her past lives and is currently living her 19th life. She looks for the people she lost in the 18th life and reconnects with Moon Seo Ha, Ahn Bo Hyun. As she begins to fall in love and he reciprocates the same, their connection from the 18th life goes back across different timelines, which provides a traumatic backstory. Additionally, Ji Eun tries to reconnect with her family. In the midst of this, the two learn to navigate the challenges around them and fall in love in the present. A Time Called You. A Time Called You showcases the life of a young woman named Han Jun Hee, Jian Yeobin, who mourns the death of her boyfriend Ku Yeon Jun, Ahn Hosop. Meanwhile, she travels back in time to 1998 and finds herself as a school student, Kwon Minju. There she comes across Nam Si-hyun, who resembles her late boyfriend. The time travel drama documents the journey of love across different timelines, making it a worthwhile K-drama for all hopeless romantics. Meanwhile, there are several other K-drama options to choose from. These include The King, Tale of the Nine-Tailed, Doctor Stranger, Moon Embracing the Sun, My Girlfriend is a Gumiho, and more. Avid K-drama fans and hopeless romantics can choose from a variety of options. The genre, theme, storyline, characters, and more allow them to binge these shows on Netflix. 10 Enchanting K-Dramas Where Opposites Attract on Netflix, copyright provided by New York Tech. Korean dramas have a way of capturing the essence of human emotions, particularly when it comes to love. The classic trope of opposites attract never gets old, offering viewers a delightful mix of romance, conflict, and character growth. Here are 10 captivating K-dramas on Netflix that explore the dynamic and often tumultuous relationships between characters who couldn't be more different from each other. My Love from the Stars, 2013. Credit, Netflix, in copyright provided by New York Tech. This unique drama follows the story of Do Min-joon, an alien who has been stranded on Earth for over 400 years. Just as he's about to return home, he meets Jeon Song-yi, a famous actress whose life is a whirlwind of chaos. The unlikely bond between the reserved and meticulous Min-joon and the flamboyant and spontaneous Song-yi creates a compelling narrative that delves into themes of destiny, love, and sacrifice. Descendants of the Sun, 2016. Credit, Netflix, in copyright provided by New York Tech. I Am Not a Robot, 2017. Credit, Netflix, in copyright provided by New York Tech. This imaginative drama features a woman, Jo Jia, who pretends to be a robot to help a wealthy and reclusive businessman, Kim Min-kyu. As they interact, Min-kyu, who suffers from a severe allergy to human touch, begins to develop feelings for Jia, unaware of her true identity. The show explores themes of humanity and love through the lens of an unusual and touching relationship. The Secret Life of My Secretary, 2019. Credit, Netflix, in copyright provided by New York Tech. In this engaging drama, Dominic, a perfectionistic manager at a mobile media company, relies heavily on his hot-tempered secretary, Yoon Gal-hee. When a case of mistaken identity leads Minik to see Gal-hee in a new light, their professional relationship takes a surprising turn. The dynamic between the meticulous boss and his fiery assistant creates a humorous and heartfelt story. Use for My Talent, 2021. Credit, Netflix, in copyright provided by New York Tech. This drama centers on the relationship between Gu Renqi, a germophobic cleaning company owner, and Shi Xuangqiao, his slovenly employee. As they work together, their contrasting personalities challenge and complement each other, leading to a deeper understanding and healing from their past traumas. The series beautifully portrays how love can bloom in the unlikeliest of places. Once Upon a Small Town, 2022. Credit, Netflix, in copyright provided by New York Tech. Against his wishes, Han Ji-yul, a big city veterinarian, relocates to the countryside, where he meets A.J.A. Young, a policewoman with a friendly secret. Ji-yul's urban sensibilities clash with J.A. Young's rural charm, but their growing relationship highlights the beauty of adapting to new environments and finding love in unexpected places. Duna, 2023. Credit, Netflix, in copyright provided by New York Tech. In this drama, a student moves into a shared house with Lee Duna, a retired idol with a mysterious past. The student's curiosity about Duna's secretive life gradually turns into a genuine interest, bridging the gap between their contrasting worlds. The series delves into themes of curiosity, acceptance, and the unexpected connections that can arise from living under the same roof. My Demon, 2023. Credit, Netflix, in copyright provided by New York Tech. Eris Du Duhi is known for being a formidable adversary, while Yun Ku Won is a powerful entity who loses his powers. Forced to collaborate to regain his abilities, Ku Won and Duhi's relationship evolves from antagonistic to something much deeper. Their journey is filled with sparks and surprises, highlighting how even the most unlikely partnerships can lead to profound connections. Dare to Love Me, 2024. Credit, Netflix, in copyright provided by New York Tech. Based on the popular Neighbor webtoon, this drama follows the relationship between Kim Myung-soo and Lee Yu-young, whose paths cross in unexpected ways. As they navigate the complexities of their lives, their contrasting personalities and backgrounds lead to a series of challenges and revelations. The story captures the essence of how love can emerge from the most unexpected encounters. The approaches of the ever-famous K-drama to the most common cinema genres and formats are often very distinct, full of thrill, twists and turns, and the most heartwarming emotions. It's a big part of why K-dramas have become popular globally, whether it's a light-hearted series or a more thought-provoking drama, they always draw out strong emotional reactions, simplifying the most complex human dilemmas and experiences. So, when it comes to slow-burn romances, K-dramas can get passionate on a whole other level. Here are 10 of the best K-dramas out there with slow-burn romance. Something in the Rain. Something in the Rain is a story about two people set apart by numerous social factors who end up falling in love despite it. Sun Ye-jin plays the lead character of Jin Ah, a woman in her 30s, who one day meets the younger Jun Hee, played by Yoon Ha-in. Jun Hee is the younger brother to Ye-jin's best friend, and they haven't seen each other in a really long time. Now that Jun Hee is grown up, Ye-jin begins to see him with new eyes, and they begin to fall for each other. As they navigate their feelings and struggle against societal taboos to make their relationship work, the series evokes the most intense emotions from the giddy excitement of new love to the harsh dejection when Ye-jin's own family turns against her. Stream on Netflix. Itaewon Class. Itaewon Class. Release date January 31, 2020. Cast Nara, Yoo Jae-myung, Kim Do-mi, Park Seo-joon. Main genre drama. Rating TV Ma. Itaewon Class is one of the most popular K-dramas to release in recent years, featuring a story with glowing lessons of perseverance and determination. The series stars Park Seo-joon as a young man who opens up a restaurant in the famed Itaewon area, hoping to exact revenge against the Chaebol family that killed his father. The show promises an exceedingly wholesome watch as Seo-joon's restaurant grows in leaps and bounds through each episode. At the same time, it also features a compelling romance subplot that holds viewers in rapt attention. Seo-joon's romantic interest in the series is played by Kwon Nara, an ex-classmate who grows up to work for the same family that Seo-joon hates. Struggling to balance their mutual feelings with their clashing personal aspirations, the romance subplot in the series takes a long road to the finish line. Stream on Netflix. My Liberation Notes. The slice of life drama My Liberation Notes is less your typical K-drama and more of an Arthur's piece, a series that refrains from using any exciting genre elements and focuses solely on exploring the emotional lives of its characters. The series takes place in a fictional village and focuses on the lives of three grown-up siblings who are tired of living dead-end lives that have no true measure of excitement. The series begins when their father hires a mysterious man, Sun Suk-koo, to help out at the farm. Similar to the three siblings, this man also seems to struggle with his own hidden issues and spends all his free time drinking. Frustrated with the state of her own life, the youngest sibling, played by Kim Ji-won, approaches him with the proposal of an unusual arrangement, a relationship that is not quite emotional, but focuses solely on providing emotional support for each other. It becomes one of the many storylines that the series explores, and the profound emotional depth that the series uncovers has made it a topic of conversation among K-drama fans, despite its exceedingly slow pace. Stream on Netflix. Weightlifting Fairy Kim Bok-joo. The endearing nature of the romance drama Weightlifting Fairy Kim Bok-joo makes it a must-watch for all K-drama fans, and a perfect introduction to it for newcomers. Taking place in the world of athletes, the series stars Lee Sung-kyung as an aspiring weightlifter who attends a sports university with her two best friends. Despite her boisterous and tomboyish personality, Kim Bok-joo secretly yearns to explore her feminine side, and experience romance. The opportunity to do that appears in the form of childhood friend Young Joon-hyung, Nam Joo-hyuk, who attends the same university as a swimmer. As they rekindle their childhood friendship by teasing and annoying each other, they inadvertently begin to fall for each other, making for many cute moments while also helping each other achieve their career goals. Stream on Netflix. Related, the 20 best Korean dramas for newcomers to the genre. One Spring Night. One Spring Night has a special place in the hearts of K-drama fans for its raw emotions that tug at the heartstrings. A forbidden romance at its core, the series is often compared to Something in the Rain for the compelling way with which it explores relationship taboos. The series explores the intense and complicated relationship of mutual desire and self-restraint between a single father and a woman who is in a relationship with someone else. Han Ji-min appears in the leading role as a woman whose life ahead is clearly defined, as she is in a long-term relationship and is expected to marry soon. But for some reason, she can't seem to take the decisive step. The reasons behind her secret discontent spill out in the open when she meets a local pharmacist, played by Jung Ha-in. Sparks fly, and while the two are unable to give in to their feelings, Ji-min asks Ha-in to become her friend. What follows is a slow-burning play where the two leads are stuck in a heart-wrenching lockstep, unable to be together, and incapable of moving apart. Stream on Netflix. I'll Go to You When the Weather is Nice. I'll Go to You When the Weather is Nice will definitely find a place in your heart if you love slow burn romances. The series takes a slow and measured pace exploring its characters' histories and personal struggles, all the while bringing its romantic leads closer together, one glance at a time. It follows events in the life of cellist Ha-won, played by Park Min-young, after she grows weary of city life and moves back to her hometown. There, she reconnects with her former classmate Ian Soeb, played by Seo Kang-joon, who runs a local bookstore. The slow-moving nature of the series leaves little room for the dramatic thrills that are typical of K-dramas. It is driven not by dramatic plot developments but through conversation and reminiscences, with complex character histories and well-developed supporting character bringing life to this slow-paced drama. Stream on Netflix. Soundtrack number 1. Soundtrack number 1 is a much shorter watch than the other K-dramas on this list, consisting of only 4 episodes with a runtime of around 45 minutes per episode. This bite-sized miniseries tells a friends-to-lovers story, stripping away all the other pleasantries to tell an intimate story that is solely about the relationship between the two leads. In doing so, it invokes all the beauty and the hurdles that come with falling in love with someone you've known for a long time. The series stars Park Hyung-sik and Han So-hee as best friends of 20 long years, whose hidden feelings for each other are brought out for examination when the two find themselves having to be roommates for 2 weeks. Besides the obvious romantic moments, the 2 weeks also reveals the nuanced reasons the characters have for never taking the leap in their relationship. Stream on Disney Plus. Related, 10 Korean dramas where best friends turn into lovers. Because This Is My First Life. Because This Is My First Life offers a thought-provoking look into relationships and various social norms through the lives of two eccentric individuals. Young So-min stars in the series as a woman in her early 30s who has never had a romantic relationship and can't afford to either due to financial woes. Meanwhile, Lee Min-ki is a socially awkward tech whiz who is far from your typical K-drama male lead. Pressured by their financial circumstances, the two enter into a marriage of convenience just so that they can become roommates. Sparks inevitably fly as they navigate their new life situation under the eyes of friends and family, but their personal lives and aspirations makes a romance more complicated than it seems at first glance. Watch on Netflix. Our Beloved Summer. One of the most popular K-dramas of 2021, Our Beloved Summer doesn't concern itself with complex themes surrounding love and relationships, instead focusing purely on the two leads and their story together. Choi Woo-sik and Kim Do-mi, with their amazing chemistry, appear in the lead roles as classmates who dated for a period during school. Some years later, a documentary they appeared in during their school days becomes viral again, and the producers decide on filming a follow-up. This brings the two characters back into each other's lives, giving them the opportunity to uncover old wounds, and rekindle the sparks that never died out in the first place. Watch on Netflix. Hospital Playlist. The medical Korean drama Hospital Playlist isn't focused on romance as the central plot, but focuses on different aspects of its characters' lives. Nevertheless, the series has a warmth to it that quickly gets you invested in the different developments, and the slow progress of its romantic subplots is an important part of the complete tapestry of stories portrayed in the series. This series follows the lives of a group of 5 doctors, who have been close friends since medical school and work at the same hospital. 2016 has been a golden year for K-dramas. A lot of masterpieces have been released this year and garnered a huge fan base for Korean dramas. Starting from Past Life Connection to War Backdrop, the year has released an abundance of TV series with hooking narratives. Gong Yoo's Guardian, The Great and Lonely God became a masterpiece, released in 2016, while Legend of the Blue Sea, featuring one of the hottest Korean actors, Lee Min-ho, showcased a journey from the Joseon era to modern Seoul. However, this list features some of the best 2016 Korean dramas that one can explore. Note: the article reflects the author's opinion and is listed in no particular order. Some of the best K-dramas released in 2016. Among several dramas, the Sports Kita team has enlisted some of the best, and they are: Guardian, The Lonely and Great God, W2 Worlds Apart, Legend of the Blue Sea, Love in the Moonlight, Weightlifting Fairy Kim Bok-ju, Descendants of the Sun, Moon Lovers, Scarlet Heart Ryeo. 1. Guardian, The Lonely and Great God. Guardian, The Lonely and Great God, Image via Netflix. Guardian, The Great and Lonely God is one of the most talked about K-dramas from 2016, released at the end of that year. Also known as Goblin, the drama has blended fantasy, romance, and drama that captivates the audience from the very first episode, available on Netflix. The series portrayed the narrative of an immortal goblin named Kim Shin. Gong Yu played the role of Goblin, where he was looking for his human bride. On the other hand, Ji Eun Tak is a high school girl, portrayed by Kim Go Eun, to whom Goblin's quest for a bride ends. To bring more hooking elements, the creators add another love story of the Grim Reaper, played by Lee Dong-wook and Sunny, Yoon Na. The series stands out due to its compelling narratives of dual love stories, which were unique at that time. Apart from the love story aspect, this K-drama from 2016 has crafted each character with a backstory that gradually unveils how their past lives are intertwined. Read more, 5 K-dramas to watch if you liked Guardian, The Lonely and Great God. 2. W2 Worlds Apart. W2 Worlds Apart, Image via Netflix. W2 Worlds Apart is another K-drama from 2016, featuring Lee Jong-suk and Han Ho-ju. The story centers on a unique love story between a surgical resident and a Wetun character. The series begins with the character Oh Yeon-ju, played by Han Ho-ju, a doctor who gets pulled into the Wetun world created by her father, Oh Sung-mu. Kang Chul, the heroic protagonist of the Wetun, is portrayed by Lee Jong-suk. Yeon-ju meets Kang in the Webtoon world and becomes involved in a complicated murder mystery where the boundaries between fiction and reality fade. Despite facing numerous challenges, including Kang Chul's life-threatening situations and the discovery of their true identities, the series concludes on a hopeful note. The drama is streaming on Netflix. Read more, From the Drunken Romance to Good Boy, 25 K-dramas reported to release in 2024. 3. Legend of the Blue Sea. Legend of the Blue Sea, Image via Netflix. Written by renowned writer, Park Ji-eun, The Legend of the Blue is another K-drama from 2016 that garnered a huge fan base. The K-drama offers several reasons to binge-watch it, featuring Lee Min-ho and Jun Ji-hyun. The drama shows a mermaid from the Joseon era, inspired by a classic Joseon legend. Sewa, the name of the mermaid who finds herself in modern Seoul, is rescued by Lee Min-ho. Sewa was on a quest to find her love, Kim Dam-ryung, Lee Min-ho, who protected her in the Joseon era. With the development of the story, the audience witnesses all the connections between these two lead protagonists. Whether it is Lee Min-ho's curly hair look or the strong female portrayal of Sewa, this K-drama has a lot of things to explore, available on Netflix. Read more, 6 Best Upcoming Romantic K-Dramas of 2024, My Sweet Mobster, Red Swan, and more. 4. Love in the Moonlight. Love in the Moonlight, Image via Netflix. Another 2016 K-drama that mesmerized fans with its unique plot and storytelling is Love in the Moonlight. It aired in August 2016 and continued to October that year, which was concluded in 18 episodes. The drama is a delightful historical representation of the 19th century Joseon era, based on the novel Moonlight Drawn by Clouds. The story revolves around Hong Ra-eon, Kim Yoo-young, a young woman who has spent her life disguised as a boy named Hong Sam-nam. To make herself safe, she took several jobs like writing novels, relationship advisor, etc. Park Bo-gum plays the role of Crown Prince Hyo-mi-eong, who is a young talented artist and struggles with his responsibilities. With the entry of Kim Yoon-sung, the grandson of the Prime Minister, the real identity of Ra-eon is revealed, and the story becomes complicated with a love triangle. However, this list features some of the best 2016 Korean dramas that one can explore. Note, the article reflects the author's opinion and is listed in no particular order. Some of the best K-dramas released in 2016. 1. Guardian, The Lonely and Great God. Guardian, The Great and Lonely God is one of the most talked about K-dramas from 2016, released at the end of that year. Also known as Goblin, the drama has blended fantasy, romance, and drama that captivates the audience from the very first episode, available on Netflix. The series portrayed the narrative of an immortal goblin named Kim Shin. Gong Yu played the role of Goblin, where he was looking for his human bride. On the other hand, Jeon Tak is a high school girl, portrayed by Kim Go-eun, to whom Goblin's quest for a bride ends. To bring more hooking elements, the creators add another love story of the Grim Reaper, played by Lee Dong-wook and Sunny, Yoon-na. The series stands out due to its compelling narratives of dual love stories, which were unique at that time. Apart from the love story aspect, this K-drama from 2016 has crafted each character with a backstory that gradually unveils how their past lives are intertwined. Read more, 5 K-dramas to watch if you like Guardian, The Lonely and Great God. 2. W2 Worlds Apart. W2 Worlds Apart is another K-drama from 2016, featuring Lee Jong-suk and Han Ho-ju. The story centers on a unique love story between a surgical resident and a Wetun character. The series begins with the character Oh Yeon-ju, played by Han Ho-ju, a doctor who gets pulled into the Wetun world created by her father, Oh Sung-mu. Kang Chul, the heroic protagonist of the Wetun, is portrayed by Lee Jong-suk. Yeon-ju meets Kang in the Webtoon world and becomes involved in a complicated murder mystery where the boundaries between fiction and reality fade. Despite facing numerous challenges, including Kang Chul's life-threatening situations and the discovery of their true identities, the series concludes on a hopeful note. The drama is streaming on Netflix. Read more, From the Drunken Romance to Good Boy, 25 K-dramas reported to release in 2024. Read more, 6 Best Upcoming Romantic K-Dramas of 2024, My Sweet Mobster, Red Swan, and more. 4. Love in the Moonlight. Another 2016 K-drama that mesmerized fans with its unique plot and storytelling is Love in the Moonlight. It aired in August 2016 and continued to October that year, which was concluded in 18 episodes. The drama is a delightful historical representation of the 19th century Joseon era, based on the novel Moonlight Drawn by Clouds. The story revolves around Hong Ra-eon, Kim Yoo-young, a young woman who has spent her life disguised as a boy named Hong Sam-nam. To make herself safe, she took several jobs like writing novels, relationship advisor, etc. Park Bo-gum plays the role of Crown Prince Hyo-mi-eong, who is a young talented artist and struggles with his responsibilities. With the entry of Kim Yoon-sung, the grandson of the Prime Minister, the real identity of Ra-eon is revealed, and the story becomes complicated with a love triangle. This drama can be watched on Netflix. Read more, 5 K-dramas to watch if you like Crash Landing on You. Descendants of the Sun. Descendants of the Sun was aired in February 2016 and concluded with 16 episodes by April, streaming on Netflix. This K-drama is set in an imaginary land Urk, featuring Song Haikyo and Song Joong-ki. The female lead, Dr. Kang, Song Haikyo, an army doctor, meets Captain USIJin, Song Joong-ki, in a war. Set in a military backdrop, these two start to feel for each other. The drama explores a beautiful love story between these two and the professional challenges and secret missions that bring spice to their relationship. Along with it, Sergeant Major Seo Dae-young and Yoon Myung-ju's love story builds the subplot, offering hooking elements to the audience. Moon Lovers, Scarlet Heart Ryeo. Moon Lovers, Scarlet Heart Ryeo is another K-drama of 2016 based in a historical setting. This drama is adapted from Buletin Buletin Jing Xian, a Chinese novel. This K-drama concluded in 20 episodes, featuring IU, Kang Hanul, Lee Jun Ji, etc. The drama focuses on the love story of Hasu, IU, and Wang Wook, who became power-hungry and eventually cheats on her. The narrative is noted for its emotional depth, eliciting strong reactions from viewers, as no character has a truly happy ending. Despite the pervasive sadness, the series is praised for its compelling story, strong performances, particularly by Lee Jun Ji, and its exploration of love, power, and fate, making it a highly recommended watch for fans of historical romance dramas. Read more, Top 10 highest rated historical Korean dramas from 2023 to 2024 according to MDL. Apart from these dramas, K-drama accolades can explore Doctors, Cinderella, and the Four Knights, Shopping King Louis, etc. Read more, upcoming Korean dramas from TVN to add to your watch list. 10 Best K-dramas set in the Joseon Dynasty, ranked copyright provided by MovieWeb. Like English language and Western television shows, Korean dramas are available in a wide variety of genres, too. When many think about Korean dramas, they think of some of the more iconic romance titles, like Crash Landing with You, or even the fantasy shows that weave romance in subtle ways. However, K-dramas are more than romance shows, and historical dramas are an excellent way to not only get one's entertainment fix and binge-watch, but also a way to learn more about Korean history and culture. They may be fictional, but they are often based on real events and people. Many of these K-dramas are set in the midst of the Joseon era, which was the last Korean dynasty. The Joseon dynasty ended officially in 1897, when it was replaced by the Korean Empire and then annexed by Japan over a decade later. However, Joseon was founded in 1392, and during its centuries-long rule, the foundations of modern Korean culture and language were established. Watching dramas set in Joseon is a portal to both the past and present in Korean history. These 10 dramas are some of the best set during this period. Our Blooming Youth, 2023. Our Blooming Youth might not have been nominated for a slew of awards like some of the other historical K-dramas, but it's got a great concept and the cast has great chemistry. The series takes a modern rom-com idea that's been used more often in action comedies than it has historical dramas to fuel its story. www.buzzsprout.com/podcast-hosting-buzzsprout, Best Podcast Hosting Sites, Best Podcast Hosting. Ad. Here, the Crown Prince is under suspicion of killing his brother, but he's also been poisoned by the tip of an arrow and is worried about losing the use of his arm. At the same time, a young woman is on the run and framed for the murder of her entire family. When the two cross paths, they agree to help one another find the answers they're searching for. What follows is something along the lines of a political thriller, but their romantic connection also makes them compelling to watch. The King in Love, 2017. In the historical K-drama The King in Love, the future king in question has one close friend in his life and that friendship is thrown into turmoil when they both fall in love with the same woman. What makes it harder is that she loves both men. The Crown Prince Won and Wang Rin are the closest of friends, and they know they are the only people they can rely on in life. That is when San comes along and threatens to sever this close relationship. www.buzzsprout.com/podcast-hosting Best Podcast Hosting Sites, Buzzsprout. Ad. This 40-episode series followed their friendship, trials, and tribulations, as they had to figure out what their future held. While it proved very popular, it fell a little short of other historical Korean dramas at awards time, winning only 2 awards at the MBC Drama Awards, one for Namdoram as the younger version of Crown Prince Wang Won and the other for Zhang Bosok, as his father, King Chung Nyol. Gunman in Joseon, 2014. Gunman in Joseon is a historical K-drama that is part tragic revenge tale and part romantic drama. Park Yoon Kang is a young swordsman whose life is turned upside down when his father, the palace head guard, is murdered. He swears vengeance for his father's death and sets out to save his enslaved sister. What really makes this stand out from other Korean dramas is that this young man gives up his swords and takes up a gun. After this, he soon becomes a hero to his people. The story is unique, mostly because this was a time, 1876, when guns were new weapons for this hermit kingdom and Park Yoon Kang brings them into the present day in what can only be considered a Western movie for Eastern cultures. The historical K-drama took home 3 awards at the KBS Drama Awards and also won the Outstanding Korean Drama Award at the 10th Seoul International Drama Awards. The Forbidden Marriage, 2022. At only 12 episodes, The Forbidden Marriage is one of the shorter historical K-dramas, but it's also one with an interesting concept. Set during the Joseon era, the heartbroken king decides to ban marriage. He does so after his wife dies by suicide, and he believes she was actually murdered. Despite his ban, a scam artist acts as a matchmaker, running a marriage compatibility service, completely ignoring his rules right up until she is caught and imprisoned. The scam artist manages to make the king believe that she's actually being possessed by the spirit of his dead wife, so he keeps her close, believing he's got his wife back. While the idea seems ridiculous, the short series is incredibly funny. Of the 7 MBC Drama Awards it was nominated for in 2022, The Forbidden Marriage won 3, including acting awards for leads Kim Young-dae and Park Joo-hyun. The Princess Man, 2011. The best way to describe this Korean drama is to compare it to Romeo and Juliet. The Princess Man is a shorter historical K-drama at 24 episodes and, unlike others in the genre, it doesn't care as much about the politics and intrigue as others, as it focuses almost exclusively on the romantic aspects. The best way to describe this Korean drama is to compare it to Romeo and Juliet, a love story between the daughter of a grand prince who wants to become the king and the son of his greatest enemy. The series was a huge hit when released with an average audience share of around 18.9% nationwide in South Korea. It was also a critical darling, winning 7 awards with 15 total nominations at the KBS Drama Awards. This included the Top Excellence Award for Actor, Park Si-hoo, and Actress, Moon Chae-won, and the Best Couple Award. Gu Family Book, 2013. Gu Family Book is a historical K-drama that veers into the supernatural romance aspects of the genre. This series focuses on the son of the guardian spirit of Yuri Mountain and a human, making them a half-human and half-mythical creature. Since his parents' love story ended in tragedy, a family adopted him, and he was raised by these people while trying to learn more about his true nature. Not only does this historical K-drama bring the supernatural into it, but it is also a fusion of martial arts epics and historical romantic dramas. It is also a touching story about love and finding oneself. The series was a huge hit when released and ended up winning several awards for the actors and the series itself, including taking home 4 awards at both the MBC Drama Awards and the 2nd Asia Rainbow TV Awards. Arang and the Magistrate, 2012. Arang and the Magistrate is a historical K-drama that is not as concerned about actual history. This is a romantic fantasy K-drama that is based on an ancient dark folk tale called The Legend of Arang. The legend itself tells the story of a magistrate's daughter who was murdered. Ever since her death, a beautiful ghost begins to haunt every magistrate who wants the position. However, things change when a very determined young man is about to take this position and ends up communicating with the ghostly girl. This historical K-drama changes the story to make it more of a romance, with 20 episodes. The ghost Arang has lost her memories and she can't rest in peace until she learns how she died. Every magistrate that appears to die from fright, but the newest appointee can actually see, hear, and touch spirits, and he agrees to help her learn the truth, so she can move on. The historical K-drama won several awards including Excellent Korean Drama at the Seoul International Drama Awards. Werang, The Poet Warrior Youth, 2016. Cast Do Ji-hon, Go Era, Park Hyung-sik, Choi Min-ho, Park Seo-joon. The 2016 historical K-drama is a coming-of-age romance centered around a group of elite young men. The historical Korean drama takes place during the Silla Kingdom era between 57 BC and AD 935. The queen of the Kingdom of Silla sent her son away from the palace walls to stay safe from their enemies. However, in the Korean period drama, he's coming of age and waits along with other citizens for her to step down, but there's trouble amidst. The queen worries about powerful nobles who once tried to take over the throne. She has a plan to form an elite group of warriors called the Werang. They will surpass existing power factions and protect the throne. The young men are unaware that their future king is among them. While not the best historical K-drama, it maintained decent ratings throughout its 10 parts, but didn't win any accolades. Song Kang as Cha Hyun-soo, From Sweet Home, and Han So-hee as Yoon Cheok, From Jaeyong-song Creature, copyright provided by Screen Rant. Mr. Queen, 2020, a controversial K-drama to make anyone laugh. Cast Seal In A, Bi Jong-ok, Shin Hye-sun, Kim Tae-woo, Kim Young-hyun. Mr. Queen is a controversial historical K-drama with comedy leanings that will have anyone on the floor laughing at its comical displays and dialogue. The 2020 time-traveling K-drama ties the present and the past all in one. An up-and-coming chef suffers an accident and wakes up in a different era. Not only does he wake up in the Joseon era, but also as a woman, and not just any woman, but the queen. The current king in Mr. Queen is a gentle and easygoing person, but in reality, has a dark and secret side the queen is starting to uncover. While there's corruption in the kingdom, the queen's modern life and that of the Joseon era are melding. It makes for comical and awkward encounters. Mr. Queen was nominated for 2 awards, winning none, but what makes Mr. Queen far from the best historical K-drama is its controversial dealings with gender. Queen for 7 Days, 2017, an iconic love story based on true events. Queen for 7 Days is a historical K-drama that's actually based on a true story, and the K-drama doesn't have a happy ending. In the iconic love story, Lady Shin Chekyung, Park Min-young, the daughter of a powerful politician in the Joseon dynasty, falls in love with Prince Lee Yuk, Woo Jin-yeon, who is living under the iron thumb of his half-brother King Yeon Sang-gun, Dong Jian Li. The two get married and the prince ascends the throne, making Shin queen. However, trouble arises among different political entities and infighting between the family, resulting in Shin being dethroned after only 7 days. Though it's not the best historical K-drama, Queen for 7 Days holds its own as a historical biopic of sorts, detailing a real sordid affair in Joseon dynasty history. The historical K-drama was nominated for 4 awards at the 31st KBS Drama Awards, winning 1 for actor Lee Dong-gun. Rookie historian Gu Ha-ryung, 2019, a 19th century historical romance with 2 storylines. Rookie historian Gu Ha-ryung is a great K-drama for beginners and premiered on Netflix in 2019. The historical K-drama stars K-pop idol Cha Yeon-woo as Prince Dawun Yeorim. While the drama may be tagged as a romance and comedy, there are a lot of historical facts to unpack. 2 storylines take place in the show, though it's not a time-traveling K-drama. Not the best historical K-drama, but it did well enough during awards season. One timeline is set in nowadays in the early 19th century of Joseon, the other 20 years beforehand. One is more lighthearted with caricatures and jokes. The other is a series of flashbacks detailing the unjust rank of citizens and suppression. Interwoven is a love story between a free-spirited woman hoping to become a female historian and a prince working in secret as a romance writer. Rookie historian Gu Ha-ryung not only features a K-pop idol but was also nominated for 8 awards at the MBC Drama Awards, winning 4, including 1 for Best Couple. The King's Affection, 2021, A Woman Becomes King. The King's Affection takes on a historical Korean superstition. When a prince shares his space in his mother's womb with a female child, he's considered to be cursed. With that in mind, The King's Affection starts off in a dark place, with the order to kill the future king's twin sister just after her birth. Instead, the young princess is sent away to be raised by someone else, only to grow up to work as a maid in the palace and meet her brother and her mother years later. In the grand tradition of women disguised as men in K-dramas, the estranged princess takes on her brother's role following his death, disguising herself as him and becoming the king. Complicating matters is that she falls for one of the king's tutors, and he has feelings for the king as well. The King's Affection piqued the interest of critics and audiences alike, earning 6 KBS Drama Awards. Empress Ki, 2013, a Korean woman becomes a powerful empress of China. Empress Ki is a historical K-drama that was a domestic and overseas hit for its impressive performances and riveting story. The historical K-drama details the journey of a woman born in Korea as she becomes a powerful empress of China amidst love, war, and politics. Ji Seungnyang, or Ki Seungnyang, rises to power despite the restrictions of the era's class system. Though it's not the best historical K-drama, it does stand out as a woman-led historical K-drama. She comes to marry the emperor of the Mongol Empire to become empress. However, underneath there are still feelings for her first love. Audiences will get caught up in the display of deep-rooted love from the emperor as well as the empress's drive and ambitions. The women-led K-drama Empress Ki has decent award stats, garnering nominations from the MBC Drama Awards, the Seoul International Drama Awards, and the Korea Drama Awards. Empress Ki lucked out, snagging 7 awards in total. The Red Sleeve, 2021-2022, bittersweet love story told from a female perspective. Inspired by the novel of the same name, The Red Sleeve, like so many of the best historical K-dramas, is set during Korea's Joseon era. Here, the focus is on 2 members of the royal court who have particular aspirations but find their stations sometimes in the way of what they want. One of those is the prince who longs to be a better and kinder king than his recently departed grandfather. The other is one of the court ladies who appreciates the freedom her position can offer her but wants to be able to live her own life instead of being at the mercy of the court. The Red Sleeve is told from the woman's perspective as the 2 fall in love but find one another just out of reach. A favorite of the 2021 TV season, the series won 8 MBC Drama Awards of the 12 for which it was nominated. Jewel in the Palace, 2003. One of the first K-dramas to reach global prominence. Cast Jim Bo Ra, Lee Seein, Im Ho, Ji Jin Hee, Lee Young Ae. Those who struggle to understand why K-dramas have gained such momentum in the West should check out the historical K-drama Jewel in the Palace, which is one of the earlier K-dramas that has earned prominence on the global stage. Set during the Joseon Dynasty, Jewel in the Palace is actually based on the true story of a woman named Jang Jiam, who manages to become the first royal physician in all of Korea. The show focuses on Jang Jiam's struggles as a woman in a male-dominated society, making it another female-led K-drama. The historical K-drama's relevant storyline, as well as its phenomenal actors, have helped it gain viewers all over the world. Despite not being the best historical K-drama, it does have cultural significance thanks to its effect on tourism in South Korea. Also, the series received a spin-off, a stage play, and a sequel. Deep-Rooted Tree, 2011, one of the most acclaimed K-dramas of the 2010s. Deep-Rooted Tree was first known as a historical novel by the same name written by Lee Young-myung. For fans wanting a bit more thrill in their drama, this is a good choice. The story of the historical K-drama revolves around a royal guard who is investigating the serial murders of Jifei and Jeon scholars. The thrilling K-drama does have inclinations of romance, but it's not the main star. Dalbok, Jang Hyuk, was once a young slave to the king. The king causes the death of his in-laws and his slaves to save them from his father. But the young slave survived. Years later, now a royal guard, Dalbok wants revenge but gets tangled in the mysterious murders. As secrets get uncovered, the creation of the Korean alphabet can either give or take power. Deep-Rooted Tree is critically acclaimed and had an awards sweep in 2011 and 2012, winning 11 awards. Despite not being the best historical K-drama, it is one of the most acclaimed. Nam Hong-ju looking up as Young Jae-chan looks at her in While You Were Sleeping, copyright provided by Screen Rant. 10 K-pop idols who became great actors in K-dramas. With K-pop being more popular than ever, it's not surprising that so many talented K-pop artists have also had established careers in K-dramas, too. The Emperor, Owner of the Mask, 2017. A historical drama of political intrigue. The historical drama The Emperor, Owner of the Mask isn't technically the best historical K-drama, but it does have solid elements of political intrigue. In the series, Prince Lee Sun, Yoo Seung-ho of the romantic K-drama I Am Not a Robot, finds himself at odds with the controlling and affluent organization Pyeonsuhui, whose far reach has depleted the population's water. As Lee Sun fights against the organization, he soon finds out what a massive undertaking he has on his hands. Despite this, Lee Sun becomes a symbol of hope in the sprawling Joseon dynasty, all with the assistance of his lover Han Ji-eun, Kim So-hyun. The emperor, owner of the mask, is critically acclaimed and was performing well long into the 2018 award season, scooping up a whopping 11 awards. Moon Lovers, Scarlet Heart Ryeo, 2016. Fantasy, romance, and time travel tied together. Moon Lovers Scarlet Heart Ryeo, 2016, copyright provided by Screen Rant. Moon Lovers Scarlet Heart Ryeo, 2016. Cast: Park Soo-jin, No Min-woo, Lee Seung-gi, Shin Min-ae. Release date: August 11, 2010. Seasons 1. Directors: Boo Sung-chul. Rating: TV-14. Al K-drama is for fans who want a bit of fantasy and time travel tied in with their historical romance. The show did averagely well, meaning it's not the best historical K-drama, but gained mass success overseas, due in part to audiences being familiar with it since it's a K-drama remake of a Chinese show. In this body swap K-drama, a 25-year-old woman gets transported to the year 941 and meets the prince of the Wang family. The historical Korean drama wouldn't be without their love triangle, a good guy and a bad boy. The woman falls for one of the kind-hearted princes but is also allured by another who hides his face with a mask. In between love, she finds herself amongst dangerous palace politics and a rivalry for the throne. Moon Lovers did its biggest award sweep at the SBS Drama Awards, garnering 12 nominations and winning 7. In total, the series has 11 awards for its name. Revel, Thief Who Stole the People, 2017. A Korean Robin Hood tale. The historical K-drama Revel, Thief Who Stole the People is set during the rule of the 10th king during the Joseon dynasty. Many who watch the historical Korean drama will find it closely related to another famous tale, Robin Hood. The son of a servant has no noble standing in society and little room to make something of himself but proves himself by stealing from the rich to return money to the poor. Hong Gildong, Yoon Kyun-sang, decides to become the leader of a group of thieves. They steal and give back to the poor as the tyrannical King Yoon-sang-un, Kim Ji-seok, oppresses his people. This drama also has a love story as the king's consort can't seem to forget her first love, who happens to be Gildong, leading to a palpable romance. While not the best historical K-drama on the list, Revel garnered critical acclaim and has 11 drama awards to its name. Mr. Sunshine, 2018. An accurate portrayal of historical events. Mr. Sunshine is a favorite among K-drama fans for its melodrama, swoon-worthy K-drama love triangle, and its riveting use of historical facts. Fans applauded the show's accurate portrayal of historical events as well as its time period setting. Unlike other historical K-dramas, this takes place before the Japanese annexation of Korea in the late 1800s. During its run, Mr. Sunshine was the third highest-rated drama in Korean cable television history. Eugene Choi, Lee Byung-hun, was once a slave but escaped to the U.S. and became a Marine Corps officer. He returns to Joseon on a mission but soon falls for an aristocrat's granddaughter. She's no ordinary aristocrat as she hides her identity as part of the Righteous Army. Along the way, he uncovers a plot for the colonization of Korea and a fight for sovereignty. Despite not being the best historical K-drama, Mr. Sunshine received accolades from the Korea Drama Awards, Asia Artist Awards, and the Seoul Awards. Note: one of my favorites. The lead actress is my type, a real badass. 10 Korean dramas that have the best soundtracks, copyright provided by MovieWeb. Everyone who's a fan of Asian dramas has their favorite kind, whether they're from Japan, South Korea, or China. In the context of K-dramas, certain tropes, whether it's a rich person falling in love with someone from a lower socioeconomic standing, or the wrist grab as a character turns away in anger or sadness from the other lead character, have reigned supreme throughout the years. From fantasy to historical dramas, there definitely has been no shortage lately when it comes to the variety of stories we can consume on a daily basis. Even streaming platforms like Disney and Netflix have been continuing to build up original work, ensuring we have plenty of dramas to watch in the near future. www.buzzsprout.com/podcast-hosting Best Podcast Hosting, the number one way to start a podcast. Ad. Despite how entertaining they are, though, some dramas have been incredible simply because of the technical elements, from visually stunning cinematography to music. Indeed, fans have noted how some Korean dramas have had incredible soundtracks throughout the years, and CDs were even sold containing the songs recorded for the drama. Spotify playlists, too, have included some soundtracks containing the biggest idols and singers working within Korean entertainment right now. These 10 Korean dramas are some of the few that have become famous for their music. Secret Garden, 2010. Hyunbin and Haji won star in 2010's Secret Garden, which has been a staple in the Korean drama world for over a decade now. It is the perfect example of the rich-poor trope, as its male lead is a CEO who falls in love with a stunt woman after they meet in a way that wouldn't have happened if this weren't a Korean drama. But not only does the plot hit all the right feelings, so does the soundtrack. www.buzzsprout.com/podcast-hosting Buzzsprout Podcast Hosting, number one in customer support. Two of the defining songs on this host are Baek Ji-young's That Woman and Sung Si-kyung's You Are My Spring. Well placed throughout the drama, these are power ballads that one would want to belt along with long after they've finished the drama. Start Up, 2020. A 2020 series starring Bi Suzy and Nam Joo-hyuk, Start Up sees idealistic young woman, Bi, who wants to become the next Steve Jobs, but in South Korea. But because she doesn't come from money, her journey towards moving to the top is going to look a lot different from those with privilege. Start Up ranks high in terms of cinematography, but the soundtrack is pretty decent as well. Guardian, The Great and Lonely God, 2016. Also known as Goblin, Guardian, The Great and Lonely God was a massive success when it first came out on television in South Korea and abroad. A Dokibi, or Goblin, knows that in order to break his curse of immortality, he has to find his fated bride. But when he does eventually find her, a high school student, things aren't going to be as easy as he thought. Descendants of the Sun, 2016. When Descendants of the Sun came out, it created a ripple effect that eventually led it to become one of the most popular Korean dramas to ever be released during that time. A doctor and army captain become tangled up in South Korea, then meet in a fictional war-torn country throughout the series, continuing their love story abroad. While fans adored the storyline of the series, the soundtrack was also well-loved. Related, 10 Best K-Dramas with a Cold Male Lead. Hotel Del Luna, 2021. Cast Bi Ha-sun, Shin Jong-joon, Yeo Jin-gu, Ji-in Lee. Main genre action. In 2021's Hotel Del Luna, Lee Ji-in/IU and Yeo Jin-gu are a power combo to lead this fantastical drama. Set inside of a hotel where those who've passed on go through before entering the next plane, human Gu Chan-sung, Yeo, becomes the manager due to a deal his father made when he was a child. There, he befriends owner Man-wol, Lee, and the eccentric people who work and live there. An eclectic mix of songs comprises the original soundtrack of Hotel Del Luna, hitting notes of pop, power ballads, and indie songs. Monday Kiss and Punches Another Day is one of the standouts on this soundtrack, as well as Red Velvet See the Stars. Other key singers on the soundtrack include Taeyeon and Chungha. Itaewon Class. Cast Nara, Yoo Jae-myung, Kim Do-mi, Park Seo-joon. Main genre drama. Itaewon Class is the ultimate underdog story of revenge throughout 16 episodes. After the wrongful death of his father, Saeroye is released from prison and decides he's going to get revenge against the wealthy student who caused all of this to happen. But first, he opens a restaurant in the foreigner district of Seoul, Itaewon. With an interesting mix of employees, he embarks on the long road to revenge. The soundtrack of Itaewon Class includes a solid mix of pop-based songs and softer ones that have a more indie feel to them. Although the themes and actions of the characters can get a little harsh, the soundtrack balances out the show's more difficult themes in a light-hearted way when needed. Note: features a trans character, a gay character and a half-Korean African character. The airs, 2013. Released in 2013, The Heirs is a prime example of what it means to be stuck in the middle of a love triangle. The female lead, Cha Eun-sang, Park Shin-hye, is a lower-income student who becomes the prime target for two different wealthy male students that want to date her. Although the series is a prime example of second lead syndrome, the soundtrack has some bops in it. Several iconic Korean drama songs are found on the soundtrack of The Heirs, including I'm Saying by Lee Hong-ji, Moment by 2AM's Lee Chong-min, and Ken's, from BIXX, In the Name of Love. Long after the drama finished, these songs continue to be well known in the drama community because of how good they are. Extraordinary You, 2019. Fans of webtoons would adore Extraordinary You, which reflects on what would happen if a character realizes they're living in a fictional world. Ian Dano, Kim Hyun, realizes just this and is horrified to realize she's not the main character either. When she befriends a nameless character and gives him the name Haru, Rowoon, they decide to change their fates. Several Korean idol groups feature on the soundtrack for this drama. Songs like April's Feeling and Ve Ivory's My Beauty add a pop, youthful feel to a drama that's already brimming with those vibes and aesthetics. The series never really dives deep into serious territory, and the soundtrack is full of really catchy songs that reflect that. Related, the 20 biggest K-dramas on Netflix of all time. Crash Landing on You, 2019. Cast: Kim Yoon-hyun, Seo Ji-hye, Sun Ye-jin, Hyun Bin. Main genre: adventure. Rating: TV-14. Seasons 1. Some may call Crash Landing on You one of the most iconic Korean dramas to have released in the last decade. When a South Korean businesswoman accidentally ends up in North Korea in a paragliding accident, it sets her up to fall head over heels with a stoic North Korean military captain. However, their story has many challenges ahead, but with this soundtrack, we're fully prepared to go on an emotional journey with them. The soundtrack of Crash Landing on You features 30 songs, and while some are instrumental, all of them are absolutely critical towards shaping the emotional journey of the show. Songs like 10cm's But It's Destiny and IU's Give You My Heart are just a few of the bops found on this soundtrack that we're still listening to years later. Note, the DPRK reacted strongly to this movie. They shut down a North-South liaison office in the North in protest. It's Okay, That's Love, 2014. Released in 2014, It's Okay, That's Love tells the story of a successful author and DJ grappling with OCD and trauma from his childhood. When he meets a first-year psychiatrist, who's grappling with the trauma in her own life, the two clash immediately. Despite the rocky start, though, the two learn to get along and love each other. The soundtrack is one of the vehicles keeping this drama together with a solid plot line. Tone key song throughout the series is EXO's Chen's Best Luck, which many have played on loop in the years following the drama's release. Other artists like Yoon Mi-rae and Davikki also feature on the OST, making it a nostalgic throwback to the mid-2010s when these artists were appearing on many soundtracks for Korean dramas. And there's a solid reason why: they put out good songs. The end. Substack. Medium. Wattpad. Spotify Podcast.